It's showtime.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Marijuana, the dried leaves and flowers of the Indian hemp weed, is used in the form of a cigarette. Marijuana smoking, experts point out, can make a helpless addict of its victim within weeks, causing physical and moral ruin and death. Should you ever be confronted with the temptation of taking that first puff of a marijuana cigarette, don't do it.
Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot. Let's go smoke some pot.
Marijuana, you are my best friend. You get me so high when I smoke my bong all day long. Yeah, yeah, baby.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You know, I got some weed at work today. Y'all want to try it out?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Smoke weed.
Pass it over to me.
We smoke too many pot.
Roll another one.
Smoke weed every day.
Just like the other one.
And it's so hot.
This one seems to be about to quit.
I'm really stoned. Sorry.
And I need another
hit. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time
Let's
to shine.
Let's shine, Andy.
Oh, I am so glad.
Roll another one.
Wake and bake.
Just like the other one.
Should I buy some pot?
This one seems to be about to end.
God damn it, I love pot.
And I don't have another.
I've never been this high in my goddamn life.
How much you selling that weed for, old man?
Let's pass it around.
I wish you wouldn't smoke.
You want to get high?
Let's pass it on.
Now.
Should pot be legal?
I think pot should be legal for medicinal purposes and entertainment purposes, but that's it. Anything outside of that is just, I think, crazy.
Our feature presentation.
It's a good point. If we can just get those two through.
That's all we're asking. Look, we're not saying everything.
Right.
Yeah, just medicinal and entertainment.
Right.
That's it. Anything else? You want to ban pot for everything else? That's fine.
It's fine with us.
Sure.
Just those two, we'd be happy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:33, and it's Friday the 22nd of...
August. Wow. He was dating August there, man.
He brought it full circle. That was a whole relationship right there.
Yeah, it sure was. He wasn't just talking to her on the phone, man. He was nailing her.
Note to self, have somebody else check Afroline for any female August.
Hey, you could talk to your boy Omar, man. He's giving me what we're getting.
Well, maybe he's the problem.
Let's be honest.
Maybe our listeners, maybe the young ladies out there listening right now are the ones who aren't stepping up to do their American duty. Maybe that's what's going on.
323-520-AFRO, please, women.
Help us.
Just so that we don't have to listen to that dude again.
So, I can't remember the specifics of the conversation, but one day this week, in the last couple of days, we were talking about China and how they have... Exactly. And, of course, they got the Olympics going on for just a few more days. And then that's going away, thank God. But they have, you know, there have been so many news stories of how China, you know, they don't really put everything in their paper and on their radio and on their TV. I mean, they're pretty selective about the news that they choose to pass on to the Chinese people.
Sure.
And we were talking about that. And Kevin, I don't know if you saw it or not, but one of the many complaint emails we got this week was from this woman who was just furious with us for casting a disparaging light on China. Like, well, who the hell are you to talk about what another country does and whether it's good or bad? I mean, it just went on and on and on. It was unbelievable to me.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank her because I don't very often get complaints that go into the best of folder on my computer.
Is that one of them?
But some are so entertaining, you just have to save them and go back and look at them later and go, yes, that person was nuts.
I mean, I guess she thought that we were, I don't even know. I honestly, I don't know what her complaint was, except that she might have been Chinese and may have been offended that somebody was saying that their country isn't perfect or something,
her,
I guess.
Her last name was Wang. I don't know if
it was
that.
Wang. Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Okay. Sure.
So then I wake up this morning and I didn't give that too much thought, but I wonder how she would react to this story. It turned out that Apple, a couple days before the Olympics, put out a Tibet awareness charity album.
Okay, yes, I saw that.
In fact, I bought it because it's got a lot of artists I really like on it. You know, Garbage is on it, and Dave Matthews, Alanis Morissette, Sting. I mean, there's a bunch of cool artists on the thing, right? So they put out this album. Well, it turned out that somehow they found out that some of the Olympic athletes, some of the people living, you know, in China for the athletes, the athletes that are living in China for the Olympics, had downloaded this album. About 40 of them, they heard, had downloaded this album. So what do you think China's response was to some of the athletes downloading a Tibet awareness album on iTunes?
They killed them?
Death. Ran over them with a tank in Tiananmen Square?
They banned iTunes in China.
Are you serious? The whole thing?
In the whole country.
Wow.
You can no longer access iTunes in China.
Well, they're certainly going to teach everyone a lesson, aren't they? Earned it for the whole class.
Way to go.
Now, Miss Wang, there may be a positive spin to put on that, but to me, that seems like a little bit of an overreaction. And I mean, can you imagine that government exists in 2008?
It is shocking. It really is that it really is. You can never get your head around how backwards it is.
Yeah.
Yes. And again, as I said at the time we were having the original conversation that we got so yelled at about. We take so many of our freedoms for granted. We can't imagine something like this happening. But they banned iTunes. I mean, there's, if I'm Apple, by the way, I'm pissed. There's a billion plus people in China. Now, all of a sudden, none of them can buy songs for their iPods.
China, period. China. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it to the day I die. China, Tibet.
Whoa,
yeah, it's
hey,
really Tibet's
hey.
Fault. No, it's Tibet. I blame Tibet for that one.
Well, the tail wagging the dog.
I'm sure that's going to work. I'm sure that's going to be that's an effective way to solve the Tibet problem right there.
Yeah. Well,
to stop people from buying Jonas Brothers downloads.
Well, that might be a positive. I mean, overall, the positive effect
we support that, right?
Might be better. Yeah, it's
anyway,
good times.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Olympics almost over. I guess 3 more days.
I'm so glad.
Sunday
so
night
glad.
Closing
ceremony. I can't
ceremonies.
Watch anymore.
Yeah.
Tuesday, I hit my limit.
You hit your wall?
Yeah.
I knew that I would do that. I love the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Love the soccer. I know it's lame. Love basketball. Love, you know, running. I love all of it. But I knew at the beginning that I would have to, you know, tape everything so I could fast forward through all the boring stuff.
Of course.
Because you can't watch it in real time. It's just not possible.
No.
I can't watch anything in real time anymore, by the way.
But the Olympics, I mean, they're on 5 different channels, 8 hours, you know. Just, there's no way.
Yeah.
The Olympic basketball, they haven't had the gold medal yet for that, right? Is that tomorrow?
I don't know. I stopped.
I don't think so. I know I don't think that it's happened yet.
I saw the U.S. women won soccer yesterday.
Yep, they won the gold, yeah.
Which was awesome.
It's too difficult to keep up with when everything is happening. And
right.
I'm a little behind on watching some of those sports, so I have no clue.
And the time change screws you up. Because, like, for instance,
it's really more
of
a time difference.
It's a time change every day.
I think the U.S. plays Greece today for the gold in basketball, but I don't know if that's in China or if that's...
No, it's someplace else.
I meant if it's today, our time.
I'm playing that in Africa.
If it's going to be broadcast our time or if it's going to be real time today. You know what I'm saying? I don't...
Yeah, it's impossible to tell when stuff is on. That's true.
Yeah.
Probably if it's the gold medal and it's our, you know, best NBA players, I'm sure they'll play it, you know, in the coverage on NBC tonight.
True.
But
yeah,
you
they'll
catch up that
tape
way.
Delay it if they have to, right?
Yeah, good times. Sunday night, closing ceremonies. Monday, recap. Tuesday, recap. Wednesday, stories by NBC about how good it was.
that kind of stuff.
So you're saying we have another 2 weeks?
I'm saying probably.
Okay.
It's not good, but let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to talk to Jeff Miller, who is an OC Register reporter in Beijing.
Hey.
Which is how we're being told to say it now, Beijing.
I wonder if he's getting tired of it.
He has to be. Wasn't right? he there like a week before or something?
I think so, yeah.
He probably desperately wants to come home and have a hamburger.
Yeah, I'm sure. That doesn't have dog
it's
in it.
It's weird. I never eat McDonald's, but when I travel to a place where I can't have it, you know, but towards the end, it's like that's all I can think about.
It's a security blanket. You have to know it's there and available.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're screwed. So we got to talk to him today. We are going to talk to Kevin Smith today. He's coming in studio.
Love
Fantastic.
Him.
Always funny. Mm-hmm. Always entertaining. We have Anna Faris on the program today talking about the house bunny.
Anna Faris.
Movie beat today because it's Friday. We have another Kevin and Bean instant request for you.
Oh.
Those seem to be going quite well.
Wow. I didn't know there were so many.
We're getting a lot of them. Not all of them good ideas, but we're getting a lot of them.
Okay.
King of Mexico weighs in, by the way, that the USA basketball semifinal is versus Argentina at 7 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
So that's convenient for everybody.
And I think they show that stuff online live. I don't know. Who knows? I can't keep up with it live. Kevin Nealon in the studio from one of our favorite show, Weeds.
Yeah.
Very excited about that. And your last chance to win tickets for the Kevin and Bean F Monogamy Swingers Party. We have five pair of tickets left. That's it. Then they're gone. And we're going to give you a chance to win those today. So stick around for that. And we will come right back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
By the way, starting today at noon here on the world-famous K-Rock, we are going to be hooking you up with tickets for Rise Against at the Hollywood Palladium. And we're doing something like this again. Only K-Rock can pull off. Rise Against could be playing your garage. How about that?
That'd be very cool.
That sounds great for you and your friends. You're going to have some neighbors that might not be thrilled with that, however.
I do love how the new trend is sending the K-Rock artists to the K-Rock listeners' homes, though. I do love that. Like the Coldplay that played at a listener's house not too long ago. Rise Against is doing three nights that we announced earlier this week with the band in studio at the Hollywood Palladium on Halloween. Also, November 1st and November 2nd. Tickets go on sale next Thursday at 10 o'clock. And we'll be giving those tickets away all weekend long. Plus, you qualify for the grand prize drawing that we do to have Rise Against play in your garage. And that grand prize drawing is going to be Friday morning at 7:15 right here on the Kevin and Bean Chunky Rock.
Do we have time before we get to the Ralph Showbiz Beat to just ask a question about what's going on with Bean? Just a second.
What's going on with Bean?
Well, this was from the breakfast. And I was there, Breakfast with Weezer. And I was there and I didn't hear it at the time. But I'd like you to listen to Bean's introducing the band members in Weezer. And I want you to tell me what happened.
How about a shout out to each of our fine musicians on the stage? Let's hear it for Pat on the drums, first of all.
Okay, fine.
How about Scott, Weezer dude, on bass?
Not bad, okay.
Brian playing some guitar.
All right, and then what happens here?
And also on the accents, singing lead, Rivers Cuomo.
What's that about? What the hell?
He lost me a guitar. By the time he got the axe.
And also on the axe.
I was out.
Rivers Cuomo.
For a minute there, I
a little bit of that. I don't know what happened there.
I don't know, man.
And also on the axe, because I call it an axe.
Number 26 on the field, number one in your heart, Rivers Cuomo.
Perhaps I shouldn't be in public. Perhaps that's the lesson we're learning
here.
Well,
for quite some time.
Or in private.
5:51, Ralph joins us now with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph. What's going on?
Congratulations to Gwen Stefani and her husband, Gavin Rosdale. Gwen gave birth to another son yesterday. And in a sure recipe for getting beaten in the schoolyard, they named him Zuma.
Zuma? Like Zuma Beach?
Little baby boy Zuma. Good name for a beach, not so much for a son. Zuma Nesta Rock.
What?
No. And on the X, and sing and lead, Zuma Nesta Rock.
How is that not one of Bob Marley's kids?
Wow, that's spectacular even for celebrities.
Zuma Nesta Rock.
Zuma Nesta. Sounds like something you should take to try to get to sleep at night.
It does.
When you have a
hard
time sleeping, try Zuma Nesta. It's non-habit forming. But make sure you give yourself 8 full hours of sleep before you take Zuma Nesta.
Yeah, it's horrible.
That's not going to be
good. I'm so glad she finally had that baby. I thought she was having an elephant. I've never seen someone get bigger being pregnant.
Well, when you're carrying Zuma Nesta around.
Sure.
True.
Plus the Rock.
Zuma Nesta.
Zuma Nesta Rock Rosdale.
Something else.
Wow.
Well, how? Where did the two middle names come from?
Who knows? But you know what? You have just forfeited all rights to naming children, Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale. We'll take care of it from now on.
What's Kingston think, I wonder?
We'll handle that duty.
Kingston looks downright Bob-like now. Great googly moogly. All right. Annie Leibovitz is back in the news. She, of course, was the famous photographer who took the naughty pictures of Miley Cyrus that caused such an uproar a few months ago.
Yeah.
She's got another one. This time she has done a photo shoot with 19-year-old Daniel Radcliffe, best known, of course, as Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. He is nude.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
He is in the nude.
Well, he's already nude on stage.
Well, this is an homage to his performance in the stage play Equus Lisa. He is posing nude, hanging over a horse, so you don't see his magic wand. No? You know what? If I'm nude and someone's taking a picture of me, the one animal I don't want to be standing next to is a horse.
No.
I've never seen a horse fully engorged, but it puts us human types to shame.
That's sure something you want to see.
Some more than others.
But he's 19. What's the... Is there a controversy?
Just because he's nude again.
Oh.
It was a controversy the first time he was naked on stage, and now they're talking about a full layout in Vanity Fair of him being naked, and people are just saying he's got a large kiddie fan base. You know,
right,
a lot of kids
Christmas
love the Harry Potter.
Sure, I guess I could see that.
But he's not showing anything.
They don't know he has a penis?
Maybe they don't, Kevin.
Okay.
Maybe they don't need to know that at that age.
Right.
I don't know how you raise your kids, but...
nude?
Maybe you're flashing them photos of junk every day to get them used to it, but the rest of us... A little modesty, all right?
All right.
Swinger party!
Wild. Woo! Wouldn't it be wild if we found out that Kevin and his entire family are full-on 100% all-time nudists? Every time they go home,
I'd
you can't walk in their house
think
with clothes.
Of that. Thank you. La, 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 la. Can't hear you. Friends of Chris Kattan. You remember him from Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
And from What Is Love?
Sure.
Baby, don't dirt me. Don't dirt me. They are telling gossip columnist Janet Charlton that they're not exactly shocked that his marriage of 2 months is ending. They said that apparently Chris had a major case of cold feet even before he walked down the aisle and told a few of them he wasn't even sure if he was in love.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Mm. If that happens, don't get married.
So that's why she's claiming fraud, because he
married
her.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Wasn't actually in love with her.
Also, Chris is rumored to be very disappointed that none of the tabloid magazines offered any money for their wedding photos.
What?
you know you're Chris Kattan, right, Chris?
So he was doing it for the money, essentially?
He was doing it for the nookie and the money, I think.
Oh. Screw him.
It's funny that he had cold feet, yet he's not the one who is marrying freaking Chris Kattan. That's the one he should have the cold feet.
Yeah. How can you be disappointed that no one wants your photos, by the way? You were semi-popular 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Stop it.
F*** that guy. What do you need him for?
I feel bad for Sienna Miller.
You do?
I do.
She's hot and she likes to go around naked and everybody's giving her a hard time for it?
Well, that's why I feel hot for her, because now she's getting a bit of a hard time because of this whole Balthazar Getty thing. Look, I know it's not ideal. And I know some people may think ill of her because of the relationship, because Balthazar is still Getty and still married and has, four kids. But... Does she deserve to have her home vandalized?
What?
Her London home this week was vandalized and someone painted in huge letters slut on the outside of her wall.
Wow. Slut! 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 Slut!
Someone feels very seriously about Balthazar Getty.
Really? How?
Unless it's Balthazar Getty's wife, I don't think anyone should be painting slut on the outside of her home. That seems overkill.
Bad,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ever tell you a story about the girl who came to my house with paint and was going to paint all over my house?
No.
Yes.
She was upset because we broke up.
Yes, apparently, but I forgot.
You have told us, but it's worth repeating.
Yeah, so about midnight, I hear some rustling outside the front of my house, and I creep outside, and there she is standing there with a selection of different colors of paint in paint buckets and some brushes.
It's nice.
Just ready to go to town.
The ending of the story is the best part.
Oh, I do remember now.
I brought her inside to talk things over and ended up banging her.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No!
Wow.
Just talked her up the ledge and gave her a little parting gift.
That's
as they
talent
say in the world
right
of game shows.
What was she so angry about at the time that she showed up at the place, Ralph?
He was breaking up with her.
I was breaking up with her, and I think I may have been seeing someone else at the same time.
I see.
Oh.
She was probably going to write slut in the front of my house, too. But
Wanker.
Thank God I've matured since then.
Nicely done.
Oh, this may be the oddest coupling in Hollywood ever. According to the National Enquirer, Winona Ryder's got a new boyfriend. Okay. Tom Green.
Yeah.
Really?
Tom Green?
Yeah.
Come on. Look, Winona Ryder, I know your star has fallen considerably, but Tom Green? Tom Green.
Yeah.
What do you say?
That's all I'm saying is Tom Green.
That's really just a step above Gary Colbert. I mean, that's where she's at this point.
You might as well just marry Chris Kattan, Winona Ryder. You're at that stage in your life.
F*** that guy. What do you need him for?
I bet he's a lot of fun at a dinner.
Oh, yeah.
With his one ball and stuff.
Says one thing and then repeats it all night.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's funny. Speaking of Daniel Radcliffe and Harry Potter, as we were just earlier, now that the next Harry Potter movie won't be opening up at Thanksgiving, producers of the upcoming James Bond film, Quantum of Solace, have pushed the opening week back. And so it will be opening November the 14th.
Okay.
The week before Thanksgiving, when Bond movies traditionally make their debut. So all will be well in the world of Bond. They always open the week of my birthday, Bond movies. I always consider it a little birthday present myself. I go on opening day.
Sure.
Yeah. It's not coincidence.
No, it isn't.
They were aware of it.
They know.
Of course.
I'm Gorman. Ralph Gorman. Have you seen the new poster for Quantum of Solace, of Daniel Craig walking with the semi-automatic machine gun, I think it is, just him, and it says Quantum of Solace, and the O's in Quantum, of and Solace make the 007.
Okay.
So someone on the internet has very cleverly done some photoshopping.
Yeah.
And replaced Daniel Craig's head with Rick Astley.
What is up with that whole thing?
And right next to him, Never Gonna Give You Up. And Never Gonna, the O in Gonna. As one of the O's in 007. It's very entertaining, so look for that when you get a chance.
Well, that's very nice, Ralph. It's wonderful to hear your story. I wonder if anyone else cared.
And it looks like we may have a Screen Actors Guild strike after all.
Oh, no.
Daily Variety reports that SAG's National Board of Directors rejected the offer from the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers again, despite the terms, which are exactly the same as deals that the AMPTP has already made with Directors Guild, Writers Guild, and AFTRA. Everyone else has signed off. The SAG National Board said no, they will not accept that deal, so it looks as if the two are at an impasse. That's not good, people.
Wow, no.
Trust me when I'm telling you this. It's not good. We don't want that.
What are you saying?
It's not good.
Ralph, you're in the SAG?
I am in the SAG, sir. A proud card-carrying member of SAG.
And you would like to see them sign off on this deal as presented, or are you dissatisfied with it as well?
I think the deal is what it is. I don't think it's great, but I think it is what it is, and I think the Directors Guild, the Writers Guild, and AFTRA have all seen the writing on the wall and said this is probably the best we're going to get. Let's keep the machine running as opposed to throwing sand in the gears, and I think a lot of this is ego. And a lot of it is political posturing on behalf of the people who are running the union right now, and I think it's a huge mistake.
That's too bad.
It is too bad.
Is SAG, does it have the weight to make this happen even though the other ones didn't? I mean, is it bigger, stronger, better in any way?
They certainly have way more members than AFTRA.
They have way more members, unfortunately.
But not working members.
Yeah, the percentage of people who work in the industry are about the same as the other guilds, sometimes less, especially when it comes to the writers and directors guilds. But I don't think the producers are budging on this, especially because they've already got the bolstering of the fact that the three other guilds already accepted the deal.
Yeah.
There's really no reason for them to move any further in SAG's direction.
And
I think SAG
movement
is being obstinate, and they are just going to plant their feet, and I think it's going to end poorly. And I don't think the end result will be any different than if they had accepted the deal right now today.
Hmm. When are they voting on getting rid of those members? Because I know that's happening too.
There's another group of people inside the SAG organization who went to basically overthrow the current running national board and put some more perhaps level-headed people in that position. So that's happening later this year, too. So maybe if it happens beforehand, before the strike gets called, we might have a better resolution to this. But it's troubling. Because, as I always say, it's not just acting. It's not just the people who watch TV and movies. It's the people in this town who work in the industry. It's the carpenters and the lighting guys and the grips and the craft service people. This is a company town, and we need, especially at this time with this economy, we need those dollars to keep flowing. We're already losing so much production to Canada and to other places. It just breaks my heart. So
I'm sad.
I'm sad too, retarded policeman. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Shirley, Laverne and Shirley, Cindy Williams, turned 61 years old today. Shirley, 61.
Wow. Yeah.
That's too old for Shirley to be.
She just died?
What would you? She just has to die, I think. I have nothing against Cindy Williams, but I can't deal with an old Shirley. I just can't.
Okay.
Goes against everything I believe in.
Have you seen Laverne?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Man.
That's not good
wouldn't
either.
Wouldn't be worried about Shirley.
But I wanted to bang Shirley. I never wanted to bang Laverne ever, so I never had to run into that problem of dealing with her, you know. Tori Amos, our pal Tori, turns 45 years old today. She's a good-looking 45, by the way. Rapper GZA of Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
Turns 42. Speaking of rappers, Beanie Man is 35. Paul Douche of Matchbox 20 is 36 years old today.
Is that his name?
I'm sorry, it's Douche.
Yeah.
My bad. And the reason we celebrate, though, the reason I get out of bed this morning... James DeBarge, keyboardist of DeBarge, turns 45 years old today.
Nope.
And as you know, as everyone knows, James really was the spine of DeBarge. He kept the whole thing rolling. He was the one, he was the man who made all of DeBarge possible.
This is a crappy pop band from the early 80s.
Please listen to these tasty licks as James gives us some magical finger work from DeBarge.
How many goddamn DeBarges are there? There's like a birthday every other day.
I know. God bless them.
Well, they need to stop it.
No, can't get enough DeBarges.
Wow. I'm out.
Really?
Yes. I now hate the DeBarge family.
Wow.
All of them. Mom, dad, kids, ones that aren't performing, hate them all.
In the next hour, we'll talk about Kevin Ryder's fatwa against the DeBarges. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We have too many guests for one show today.
Yeah.
Too many.
Yeah. We're already running late, I suspect.
Kevin Smith will be in the studio. We're going to talk to Anna Faris about the House Bunny. We got Kevin Nealon in the studio. We got Movie Beat. Got Jeff Miller from Beijing. Beijing.
He writes for the OC Register. He's over there covering the games for that paper, and we'll have him on in just a few minutes. Plus, a new kind of porn so shocking, I don't know if you'll be able to handle it. Wait till you hear. Coming up in about 15 minutes, who's starring in this new kind of porn that's going to be about to be made? It's 6:11 on the Kevin and Bean Show, Friday morning. Time to take a look at the Kevin and Bean Afro line. It's an answering machine that we have set up just for you, 323-520-AFRO. That's the number. You call us, leave a message, we play it back on the air.
Oh, we forgot to say we're also going to give away the final pairs of tickets for the Kevin and Bean F Monogamy Swingers Party.
Kevin and Bean, you guys are sick. Sick. Trying to make the whole world your personal orgy. Sick.
Did he call back and ask for tickets, too?
Probably, yes. I just became aware of this next movie myself and can't wait because it looks not good.
I just saw a billboard for a movie starring Nicolas Cage called Bangkok Dangerous. Dangerous Bangkok.
Bangkok Dangerous is the name of it. How
really?
Crazy is that?
Back to action.
Yeah.
So, Dave, the King of Mexico, I heard that you were going to be running a 6K race, and I just wanted to say, in the spirit of these Beijing 2008 Olympics and of freedom and independence and athletic glory, I must give you the following support. Are you out of your mind? Do you understand you will be dead at 340 feet, one corpse with fingerless gloves strewn across the asphalt? You'd have a better chance of surviving a gun and knife show with Doto.
That guy's right. 340 feet is going to be his limit.
Hey, Psycho Mike, I know you haven't been training Dave as much as you've just been videotaping his training, but how's he doing? Is he coming along toward being able to run that race?
No.
Okay.
Very disappointed in Dave. We had a training session yesterday on the beach.
But his confidence level?
Through the roof.
Through the roof. By the way, it's not a 6K, it's a 10K, which is about 6 miles.
Yes.
And he says, no problem.
That's he ran like a mile a week ago.
That's not going to be a problem.
He'll be fine.
Does he just think that on the day of, he's just going to find all this inner strength that he doesn't even need to worry about now because he's just going to be ready if he needs it?
When it comes time, my adrenaline will be so high, I will run fast.
Right.
Is he running all over LA?
We might need to talk to him again about that and just find out where that's coming from because he does have out of proportion confidence like the Armenian comedian.
Yep, exactly.
This guy is working out a very funny comedy chunk on our Afro line.
How come you hang clothes on a hanger, but you don't park airplanes in a parker? What the hell is that all about?
See what he's doing there with the wordplay?
Yeah.
Last comic standing, dude. That's where you're headed.
King of Mexico is growing a rat tail, which is a tiny... It's not a ponytail. It's just like a strand of hair that's much longer than the rest of his hair.
I think that Dave, the King of Mexico, is growing his rat tail long so when he's getting...
in the his boyfriend has something to pull on.
Oh, never thought of that. It's like a ponytail, but smaller.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, Mike, I'm going to need you to go from that to Chris Angel yelling.
Wow.
From that one to Chris Angel yelling, all right?
You know, I was just wondering, what if Chris Angel made his escape the building sound at the same time Lisa made her wild female fencing noise at the same time? I don't know, Lark. Give us a little taste.
Lark.
That's the noise they make when they fence.
Okay. And I'm not kidding.
And that's not an exaggeration, which is really scary. And then you got Chris Angel.
Yeah!
Doing that.
All right. So is it an instant request? Is that what's happening here?
No, we can't get it that fast. But we'll.
They're both on the same machine, unfortunately.
We'll work it out.
Well, I can play. I got Lisa okay. here if you want to do Chris there.
All right.
Oh, here
if you
we
have
go.
Lisa and I have Chris.
This is great.
Let's instant request this baby. That's a great idea.
All right. You want to lead or you want Chris to lead?
Well, Chris should start.
All right.
Yeah! Again?
Timing. He played it at the same time. Timing's going to be a problem.
Oh, I didn't even hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah!
This isn't going well.
This isn't going well.
No. All right.
We'll rehearse.
Nice.
Don't worry about it.
Nice effort, though. Thank you.
We've talked about some of the sports in the Olympics and how ridiculous they are. I don't know that there's any that is as ridiculous as this one.
Race walking is the gayest thing I've ever seen. It's gayer than having sex with a man. It's gayer than being.
Well, let's not get crazy.
You don't exactly look macho doing it, if that's what you're suggesting.
I don't know if you've seen that race walking, but they can walk, and that's all, but they have to walk fast. And
you got to swing those hips.
You got to swing the hips in a very gay fashion. I don't know if they get style points for it. I don't follow it, but it's absurd.
It does seem like instead of the regular Olympic judges, they should be replaced with Tim Gunn from Project Runway. I mean, that's the way the sport looks.
We, from time to time, get a text-to-landline message where somebody can text it, and then they have a computerized voice read it.
I sent you a text-to-landline message. Why? Why? Why is the dollar so low?
It's a great delivery, right? Wait, why is the dollar so low?
Beans are dick.
How are you going to come at me like
well,
that?
Well, maybe we have to do that song.
You think?
Maybe.
Have Omar create some more magic in the studio?
Sure, why not? He's getting very good at it.
Apparently we owe a listener some money.
You guys owe me $20. You played that Heidi Montag idiot song, and I threw up in my car as I was driving to work.
Oh,
so there's vomit all over my car. I need to have it washed, and it's your fault.
Wow, you
can't
that
get
sucks.
That smell out.
That's an understandable reaction.
Yeah. Here's for everybody else.
Just a touch from you is all I need to make me feel like I can barely breathe.
Not again. Yeah, sorry about that.
Thanks to working with Psycho Mike, I thought we'd seen every kind of porn there was. I mean, some of the stuff that he brings up during the show on the internet is stuff you can't believe is being made anywhere in the world. But apparently there is a new kind of porn, Kevin, something that has previously not been filmed. Now it's going to be happening.
Possible?
I can't imagine there's something that hasn't been filmed yet.
I know it's shocking, but they're talking now about letting Canadians in front of the camera. Canadian porn is here, ladies and gentlemen, with a brand new, the country's first ever adult digital pay channel, specializing in Canadian content with Canadian actors and actresses making the porn.
Oh, are hot people in America not hot enough? Is that the problem?
Well, let's find out. We've got Colin Mackley on the line from Canada. The cable channel is called Northern Peaks. Is that right, Mr. Mackley? Do I have that right?
Hey, good morning. How you doing, E?
We're good.
We're fine. What's Northern Peaks all about, sir?
I'm so glad you asked. Hey, Northern Peaks will be the country of Canada's first adult digital pay channel.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be all Canadian content. So it'll be all Canadian porn actors and writers and directors for the Canadian porn audience.
Okay. Now, of course, the United States, we make more than our fair share of porn right here in Southern California. What's wrong with U.S. porn? It seems like that's getting the job done.
Oh, don't get me wrong, eh? I mean, we all love your porn down there. Mm-hmm. We're huge fans. some of us are huger than others. but we find that the Canadians, you know, we got our own culture here, eh?
Right.
And we've got our own interests and our own particular take on things. And so the American porn, as good as it is, doesn't really reflect our culture and the things that we're interested in. So we think there's plenty of room for specialized Canadian porn, too, eh?
Oh.
Okay. So in other words, the people in, you know, Montreal or Vancouver or wherever, they want to see porn that's shot right in their neighborhoods.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the first things we're going to be featuring on the channel, Northern Peaks, will be regional porn.
What's that?
It's before you mentioned, you know, we got some major metropolitan areas in our country, and these porns will be special channels just for those people.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, for instance, we have a lesbian oral sex channel that people can watch.
Right.
It's called Montreal. So that's for those folks. The folks up in Vancouver can enjoy Vancouver.
Wow, that's okay. Nice.
Yeah. So for them to enjoy. Also, in the Toronto area, we're specializing our porn for there. We found the one black guy in Canada.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And we had him do some interracial porn.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So you can watch Toronto. Oh, my God, that's big. So those people can enjoy the Canadian porn as well. We've got specialized porn. You know, we've got certain fetishes up here in this part of the world.
I thought all the fetishes were covered, no?
Not the Canadian fetishes.
Okay.
No, you know, they're regional. We got snow hoes.
Sure.
Uh-huh, those are sure. Girls who will do it, you know, outside in the snow, because we do get a lot of snow up here.
Right.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Another part of that that series is the Great White North Goes South. People who enjoy the oral sex, that's what that is.
Sure.
Other types of fetishes, eh? Like some of our folks up here, the fellows especially, like their girls a little on the hairy side.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So you can tune into Hunting for Sasquatch.
Oh.
Or if you're not that way and you like them nice and smooth, you got Skin in the Beaver.
Oh, very nice.
For all the hunters up here.
Some, right.
Some Canadians, it's a particular Canadian fetish, but a lot of the guys up here like flat-chested girls, eh?
Sure.
Okay. So for those fellas, we got pouring syrup on her flapjacks. You can enjoy that. And another big fetish up here in Canada, you may not know it or not, is for those ladies who are experiencing that once a month miracle.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah, so you can watch the goalie changes her pads.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
No.
You know, we got a big hockey I don't know if you're familiar or not, but hockey is a very popular sport up here in Canada.
Sure.
So we got a whole line of hockey-themed pornography for the Canadian audiences.
Interesting.
We think that's going to be our biggest hit, quite frankly, because it goes hand in hand. Really, you're watching the, you know, you're watching the Cup Finals, or you're watching the Maple Leafs play, and then you can just flip over to Northern Peaks and catch Puck You, Bitch. Or you might want to watch Slapshot to the Face.
Yeah.
We've got one featuring local Canadian prostitutes.
Okay.
Called 2 Minutes for Hooking. You also might enjoy shooting it in the five hole.
Oh, I didn't know there was a five hole.
There is a five hole, actually, in hockey.
In hockey, yes.
In hockey, yeah.
Right between the goalie's legs.
How
right
does
there.
That correspond?
No, don't ask.
If I have to explain it, you're
right,
just
never
not
going
to enjoy it, I don't
all
think.
Right. All right.
Face off on her face.
Oh, okay. Obvious. Right. Yeah.
Three-on-one breakaway.
Oh, good.
If you like group scenes.
Excellent.
Yeah. High sticking. I think that explains itself. And my personal favorite, we just finished one I'm very proud of called Jam in the Crease. I think you'll all enjoy that.
Yeah, we don't have time for that.
That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah,
but
we don't have time.
Thank you.
Don't have time, though, is the thing.
It's almost over.
Got to move.
We're
going
to have much chance.
Beijing Olympics. Beijing Olympics. Beijing. Track and field, gymnastics, swimming, things are gonna happen. There should be more hot chicks competing. Beijing Olympic Games, outside my window. Beijing Olympic Games, behind the tree. I wish that people could see the lamest Olympic sport is archery. And it's Beijing Olympic Games, outside my window, please.
Beijing Olympics. Hey, archery, badminton, and handball? These aren't sports. What the f***? And who's this Michael Phelps douchebag? And how come we can't get hotter chicks to compete? They're all mansters. Does anybody even know what network they're showing it on? They should have promoted it more. But seriously, seriously, we need hotter chicks competing.
Beijing Olympic Games, outside my window. Beijing Olympic Games, behind the tree.
This is what's funny. I don't remember a time before these Olympic Games in China started. Yeah. Imagine what it's like for Jeff Miller, writing for the OC Register, who's in Beijing. Imagine how much he wants to come home at this point. Hey, Jeff, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
How you guys doing? Boy, you said it all right there.
How long have you been? Didn't you go a week before it started?
Just about, yeah. Yeah, so that was, I think, that was probably about 2004, if I remember correctly.
Wow. Jeff, what are your memories going to be when you finally touch down in Orange County? Are you going to, I mean, obviously you're going to be glad you went, but, I mean, what are you going to remember most about your time in China?
That's a really good question, because it's hard. When you're here, you're sort of in the eye of the storm kind of thing, and you're so close to it, you can't really see what the heck's going on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I think probably when I get home, it'll take me a little while to sort of get my feet back on the ground. I will probably remember most.
The 3 years of solitary confinement that you're about to get?
I would say probably the one thing that is just the lack of food that there seems to be in this city.
It's really?
Hard to get a decent... When you're covering this event, there's plenty of restaurants around, but you never have time to eat anything. So the media has basically been left to eat a lot of these little butter cookies that they have at all these venues.
Right.
And but it's funny, some of these venues, they don't have any food, even for the fans. Like, there's just
wow.
no food. So if you can't get into a restaurant, I mean, you end up eating a lot of these butter cookies.
You're never going to have another butter cookie.
So at this very moment, that's what I'm remembering. But hopefully, eventually, there'll be other things I'll remember, long-term, better more than that.
Is it easy or difficult? What's it like getting tickets to events and going? Is that hard
it can
or easy?
Be really, it can be really difficult for the big events, like anything. You know, from what I understand, the tickets sold really fast here. But a lot of the events you've gone to, I mean, there's plenty of seats, but not. It just depends on the event. Like beach volleyball was huge; you couldn't get in that. The men's gold medal basketball game will be huge.
Sure,
the soccer is huge.
Sure.
So, it just
trampolining
wide
huge.
Open.
yeah. Believe me, archery, no problem. You can get a spot. You can get a spot. But it just depends on the event. But some of the events have been very difficult to get into.
Sure. Hey, Jeff. Forgive me if this is a naive question, but are you free to travel wherever you want to around Beijing, or do they kind of keep you out of certain areas?
No. From what I've been able to gather, you're pretty much free to go anywhere. Now, I don't know of anybody who's tried anything too exotic, but it seems like they kind of are. You sort of have free reign. Now, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure if you go certain places, you might not be all by yourself, if you know what I mean. But
sure.
It seems like you're pretty much free to go anywhere. So
I gotcha. Let's talk about a couple of the big sporting events that have been going on in the last 24 hours or something like that. Were you by any chance at the U.S. softball loss, which I think was kind of a shock to everybody? They were certainly the favorites going in.
Yeah, I was out there last night. That was I think they've had problems with Japan in the past, but I think everybody, including them, thought they were going to win. And it was it was pretty stunning to see. Not only, I mean, they had given up an earned run in the whole Olympics, and they gave up three runs last night, a home run they gave up, which is unheard of. So it was pretty shocking. There was a lot of tears after the game. So it was that was a stunner.
I'll tell you what I found stunning and shocking is those dudes sure can walk fast. I'll tell you that.
the speedwalkers,
those speedwalkers, man, they walk like the wind.
Isn't that one of the goofiest things? I mean, what are they doing?
Goofy
what
is a nice word for it. It's stupid.
I mean, and not only that, it like ruins your body. Like these guys get done and they're falling down. They're going to take them off on stretchers. I mean,
really?
It's like the worst thing. Yes, because it ruins your joints. It's like terrible on your hips and your knees and stuff. It's incredible.
Oh my God.
It does seem like the kind of sport that old people do at a mall before it opens for exercise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the problem is, like, where are those people? They should be competing because they're the ones who do it the most.
Yeah, right? They'd probably be in shape. They wouldn't get carried off. They'd be just fine.
If you're just joining us, we have Jeff Miller on the phone. He is a sports reporter for the Orange County Register. He has been blogging for weeks now. It seems like months in Beijing for the 2008 Olympics. Hey, what's the refresh my memory because it's been years now. What's the closing ceremony like? It's not as nearly as elaborate as the opening ceremony, right? What we're going to see on Sunday night?
It'll be big, and I'm sure they'll do it up huge. But it's not. It doesn't get near the attention that the opening ones get, partly because it's all new at that time, and everyone wants to see the whole. You know, everything's
right.
Even most of these, you're seeing the stadium for the first time and all that stuff. So, I think most people by the end of this are kind of like, okay, the Olympics are over. Let's move on now, and we're done with this. So, it doesn't have near the. Appeal that the opening ceremonies have, but it'll be a big deal. I mean, these guys, the Chinese have been so over the top with the way they've done some of these things. I'm sure it'll be really, really huge, and there'll be the Chinese love their fireworks.
Fake fireworks, like the opening?
Sure.
Real, who knows?
Some little cute 7-year-old Chinese girl is about to get her heart broken about tomorrow to be told she can't do it on Sunday.
Right. She doesn't know exactly. It yet, but she will.
Well, yeah, I'll let her know, I'm sure a good solid 12 hours before that she's actually not going to do what she's been
doing. You're not cute enough. How about that? You get out.
Jeff, this is probably an impossible question for you to answer because you're in the country, but I wonder if after the fact China is going to consider these Olympics a success. I mean, one of the reasons they wanted them so much is they wanted to kind of open it up to the world. They wanted the rest of the world to see how awesome China is, and they've worked very hard to manufacture the image that they want the rest of the world to see. I wonder if they're going to think that it worked at the end of it all.
My answer to that is yes, they're going to think that it worked. Because it worked or not,
right.
I don't think the image of this country is going to change really much at all. It'll be a rousing success, as far as they're concerned, and that's what they're going to
because their government's going to tell them that.
Sure. Exactly, you're exactly right. But it's funny. I was just out today walking around, and it's we talked about this last week. Some of these people, you look at them and. They don't look terribly happy. They don't, I think, when this is over, everyone's going to leave. I don't think this is going to be any different place to live. I don't think the perception on the world is going to be any different. I think it'll go down as a successful Olympics, and that's really about it. I don't think it's going to greatly change anything.
Gotcha. Well, you'll be coming home soon, and you'll have a chance to maybe do some laundry and then get packed for the 2012 London Games, I guess.
Yeah, I'll be going there in about 2 months. I'll be going to London.
Excellent.
Well, you got to check out OC Register and OCRegister.com/Olympics to see Jeff's blog. We've enjoyed talking to you from Beijing. Jeff Miller, thanks for being on the Kevin Bean Sean K-Rock, man. We appreciate it.
No, anytime. I love it. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
What are you eating? Sorry, my mouth full.
What are you eating?
That's what she said.
Girl of ours dry.
Coming up just after 7, by the way, your final shot if you want to join us in Las Vegas. Two big nights, including airfare both directions and the party Sunday night at the Caesars Palace. Beautiful hotel in Las Vegas. You can call right now, 21 and up, 1-800-520-1067. Oh, yeah, it's a swingers party.
Woo! So,
keep that in mind. It's a couples-only party. You guys are invited. It's your last chance to win tickets coming up after the news. Also, director Kevin Smith joins us in a few minutes, too. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Friday.
You guys bringing your wives? Ready to jump in? Ready to jump in the pool?
Absolutely.
All right.
Going to lead the thing out there with the deal. The stuff.
Things. Good times.
Waiting to get my hands on Donna for years now.
Finally, believe me, she'd go if she could figure out a way to. If she could leave me behind, she'd be there.
Jessica Simpson and Carrie Underwood are still going at it.
Yeah, I love these fights where it's ridiculous they're even fighting.
Remember the story was that Carrie Underwood said Tony Romo still calls her all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she doesn't even pick up because he calls so often. She's so over him, but he apparently has still got a thing for her. Well, Jessica Simpson was not too impressed by those comments that Carrie Underwood made to Allure magazine. She said that she laughed at the comments when she first heard them. She and Tony laughed that poor Carrie Underwood had to spread such lies. However, it wasn't so funny that she didn't check his cell phone's call log.
Is that right?
How unbelievable is it then, Jessica?
About that.
Actually, she thought she was checking his cell phone. She was actually trying to read a toaster. But still, she was checking. Had it been a cell phone, she would have looked.
She's not so smart.
No, she said that she is spiritually connected with Tony Romo for the first time ever with a man.
Mm. Oh, that's nice to her husband, ex-husband.
Yeah.
and said that Tony is her, and I quote, better tomorrow.
What?
I don't know.
Better tomorrow? Yeah,
maybe,
really?
Maybe she's got a song called Better Tomorrow or something. I don't know, but it's horrible.
I don't. By the way, it wouldn't take me half a second to pick Carrie Underwood over Jessica Simpson if I were choosing for a girlfriend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Although I think Jessica's hotter.
I was going to say, what about a one-night stand?
Yeah, though? For a banger, then yeah. Jessica. You pick Jessica.
Yeah. Yeah.
But 5 minutes of conversation with her, I would be gouging out my own ears.
Yeah.
Yep.
With, what's the most painful thing I can think of? Like a breadstick. I think I'd use a breadstick.
It doesn't sound very painful.
I would.
Those are pretty soft.
No, one of those hard ones.
Okay.
Hard breadstick.
But that's more than, worse than a pickaxe? I mean,
yeah, a hammer?
Because it's dull. Cause of,
a pen?
Because a breadstick's dull. You'd have to really go at it to get those eardrums. All right. You know what I'm saying?
You thought this through.
Yes.
All right.
Nicolas Cage has just signed on to star in a new comic book movie called Kick-Ass.
Yes.
Oh, come on. It's not called Kick-Ass.
It's called Kick-Ass. It's adapted by a very fun comic book, actually, by the same name, by a guy named Matthew Vaughn. The basic premise is about a high school loser who decides to become a superhero even though he has no athletic ability or coordination whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then things change radically when he runs into real bad guys with real weapons. And he thinks maybe he might have made a bad choice.
Nick Cage is not playing the high school guy.
No, he is not. He's playing the bad guy in the movie.
Okay.
As a follow-up to Bangkok Serious or whatever that's coming up this weekend.
Danger.
What is Bangkok Dangerous.
Something like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a hitman. I have to get out of this business and take the money. But first, I have to kill everybody. More of a hitman protector.
I wonder if he'll accidentally, and against his better judgment, become involved with a hot chick that he's supposed to kill.
I have a clip from that movie. You want to hear it?
Sounds good.
Sounds good, right?
That does sound good.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus turns 16 on November the 23rd. As you can imagine, she won't be having an ordinary Sweet 16 party. The singer-actress is closing down Disneyland.
Are you serious?
Wow!
For a private event. But God forbid she have a private party. She is allowing you to go if you want to.
Giddy up.
What? $250 a ticket.
Where does that money go?
Right in her pocket.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Tickets go on sale August the 30th at 9 a.m. Yeah. And all the little Cyrusites can come out and help Miley celebrate her birthday. I think she's going to perform, and they're going to have some sort of shindig. And
who performs at their own birthday party?
Someone who's just a money-grubbing whore.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, with Miley Cyrus, parents everywhere are going to have to shell out $250 a ticket to spend Miley's birthday with her.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. It's going to be huge, and she's going to make a mint.
I was at, as I am every week, at the Best Buy.
Best Buy!
Thank you. And there was a little girl, I'm not good at guessing, but 5 or 6 or something like that. And she was throwing the biggest tantrum over the DVD section because there were two different Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus DVDs she wanted. And her mom said she could only have one, and she wanted them both. And it was just blood-curdling, the screams that were, I need to have them both! Mm. She just loved her Miley Cyrus so much, she couldn't wait to get it home.
She's a whore, okay?
Did you step in and say, here, little girl, I'll buy the other one?
Didn't say that, but
I want you to be happy.
I'm just thinking about how different Miley Cyrus's real life seems to be from the image that the 5-year-olds probably have of her.
Bean probably said to the parent, don't get her any of them. That'd be funny.
Teach her a lesson.
I actually already have both films, and I'm not a big fan of either. I recommend this one.
I think, get the 3D one. I wear the glasses in real life every day.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Cindy Williams. You know her best. Who am I kidding? You know her only as Shirley from Laverne and Shirley. She is 61 years old today. Debbie Peterson, who was the drummer for the Bangles.
Ooh.
All right. She's a whore, okay?
All right. Yeah, the Bangles. She's 47 years old today. Tori Amos turns 45 years old. And James DeBarge of the band DeBarge.
Come on.
From the album DeBarge, featuring their smash hit DeBarge. Is 45 years old today.
Yep.
You know, James was very talented.
Nope.
Give me a little DeBarge.
Okay. Nope.
Yeah, you'll hear like this marimba sound in the background, and you think it's really a marimba. It's not a marimba. It's James recreating that on the keyboard. Here. Hear that marimba?
Not.
Pretty strong.
That's James.
Hey,
James working
hard for
you.
Was James the one who was married to Janet Jackson at some point, Ralph? Is that the barge I'm thinking of?
What do I, what the hell do I know about the barge? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 11 minutes after 7 o'clock.
What's all the sighing going on, Ralph?
Before we're talking about the swingers party in Vegas this weekend,
right?
That we're going to talk about here?
Yes.
Before we get to it, we have to have a conversation.
Is there a problem?
There may be a little problem.
Uh-oh.
One of our K-Rock staff here at the station has asked to be included and to come along to the party.
Oh, he better not do news.
He doesn't. It's not Doc.
Okay.
Somebody who works here has asked to come along.
Yeah, one of the on-air staff has asked to to have a his name put on the list.
Jed
the Fish.
Oh, yes! Yes, yes, yes!
Jed the Fish wants to...
He wants to come to the party?
Yeah.
So in. Absolutely.
On the behalf, though, of our listeners, the people we care about, our morning show listeners who we're inviting to the party...
Yes.
No, I understand the comic value for you personally, Psycho Mike.
That's all there is comic value.
Well, maybe for you. I'm just saying there may be, you know, some other people who may not get the humor that you do in the situation.
Jed wants to come to our party. Jed is always welcome.
It's not as though they have to do anything with Jed other than
that's
say
the point,
hi.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not required to have sex.
You certainly know who he is. Halt.
I understand that there's no obligation. I'm just saying... Has anyone met Jed here in this room?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the size of his personality and what he's capable of doing in a professional situation, let alone in a public social situation?
Well, there's that.
Is there?
Yeah.
Look, guy putting his ass on a ladder?
Good point. We may not be able to eat
guy
any of the food.
Sticking things in his ass?
After he gets there.
Guy wearing the... pajamas to work? What's he going to wear to a swingers party?
His last air shift, he showed up in his tidy whities. What is he going to wear to a party?
Underwear he showed up in. I'm saying
question? That's all great.
I'm saying people may feel, you know, nervous, apprehensive, uncomfortable.
Icebreaker. Jed the icebreaker.
As it is, and just as a standard operational procedure.
Never been more in than I am on this one.
In.
Jed, yes.
What if your name was Ass Whore?
I absolutely agree with Kevin on this one. By the way, there's no reason that Jed shouldn't be there. Look, listeners get what they get what they pay for. As far as I'm concerned,
you're saying basically.
No,
them.
I'm just saying they look. We can warn them at the beginning of the party that we're not responsible if anyone hooks up with Jed or whatever, and just let them. There are adventurous types out there who love that grab bag of not knowing how crazy a person is before they take them.
And
you know
who's going to bring better party favors? Jed makes a party. Like, he'll come prepared.
Yeah. Rumors he may not have someone to come with, so he might hire someone.
Fantastic.
All right.
What's the problem?
Well, look, it's your show. All right. I just want to go on record as saying...
Good times?
Bad idea. I'm against it.
All right.
This way,
noted.
Monday, when we're cleaning up the carnage, when we're sifting through the wreckage of what was going to be our party.
When Caesar says, never show your face here
again. I would
like
to have this tape to play so I can say, what the F were you two thinking?
I can't wait.
Noted.
1-800-520-1067. We're going to Las Vegas. The party is Sunday night. We're broadcasting live from Caesars on Monday morning. It's the F Monogamy Singles, Swingers Party.
No, now I got to re-cue the whole thing.
Do it again.
That was all
my
bad. Do it again. Try it one more time.
It's the F Monogamy Swingers Party.
Someday, you got to find another lane. And Kevin and Bino will give you that chance at the Swingers Party.
I say F Monogamy.
Have sex with anybody.
That's right.
I say F Monogamy. Yeah. We're
going to
have a swingers party.
Woo! It's Kevin and Bean's F Monogamy Swingers Party.
Going to be the best party ever, we just found out.
I may not go.
How dare you?
I think I've got something coming on.
Let's, is this Alicia is on the super secret phone? She's the one who emailed us. Is that who we're starting with here?
Correct, sir.
I believe so, yes.
Alicia, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Did you hear the good news?
Yes, I'm so excited to be on right now.
That's not the good news. The good news is...
He was supposed to call us more. He wanted to be a contestant and try to talk his way in, but we couldn't get him on the phone, so...
In. Oh, damn it!
In.
You can't get on the phone. I don't think you can go. I think those are the rules.
Oh, right? Sad. Get his ass over there.
Yeah. All right, Alicia, tell us your deal.
I really want to go to the party. My boyfriend and I, we've kind of dabbled in swinging for the last, like, 6 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
It all started off where we'd be out of the club, and we'd end up making out with the same girl, and we realized this isn't weird, and then we just kind of progressed it.
Wait a minute. You made out with her, too? Yes, I did. She was great. I made out with her, too. What are the chances? That's how it goes.
It was such a shock.
Yeah.
But, and so we've done everything. Am I allowed to say oral on the air? We've done that. But
sure. All right. Okay. Done everything else?
And now I feel like we're ready to take the next step. We have a really great, healthy relationship, and it feels like your party is the perfect, safe place to start it.
You don't sound fat.
We've seen pictures. She's actually not fat. She's very, very attractive.
Very attractive, Kevin. Actually.
Oh,
Kevin.
As most of the people are at this party, I'd like to point out, by the way.
Yeah.
How old's the photo?
Oh, stop it.
Well, it's worth asking.
You want crazy people in, but you don't want heavy people in. I see how you rule.
How old is the photo?
The more like prom photos, about 2 to 3 months ago. And then the other photo is a little bit older. That's about 6 months, but there's not that many pictures and action stuff. It takes our personality, so I see that one.
Lovely picture, the fine. Two of you. And Alicia, we can tell just from having you on the phone, you've got the exact kind of attitude and exact kind of personality that we're looking for the party. So we'll be happy to see you there in Las Vegas, all right?
Yes, thank you, guys. I'm so excited.
We'll see you on Sunday.
See you then.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Seems like she's got a good good attitude towards the whole thing, her boyfriend.
Definitely.
They get it.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Erica, who's calling from Las Vegas, apparently.
Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
You're already there?
Oh, yeah.
There's a girl who's starting early.
Starting early.
Tell us about your swinging experience, Erica. Do you have any?
Me and my boyfriend have been together for about 4.5 years, and I think we might have been monogamous for about 2 months of that. So.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay.
F that.
We're famous for our naked barbecues here at our house in Vegas.
Fatty.
Naked barbecues.
Yes.
I don't think
that sounds
dangerous. I don't think I want my nudity mixing with my barbecuing.
Grilling
is done wearing an apron.
Well, I hope so.
Beyond that is pretty clothing option.
Here's some chocolate fat, too.
I don't want to spill hot baked beans on my crotch while I'm nude, you know?
I do.
You'd be surprised at how good it can be.
Good morning, Fatso!
Will you stop?
What? It does kind of sound like we let Erica into the party and maybe there's an after party at her house. It sounds like a possibility
I'm not
here.
Not too far from the strip, so everybody's welcome.
Fat girl's fat.
Erica, now, Erica, what do you do there in Vegas?
Pardon?
What do you do there in Vegas?
I'm a cocktail waitress.
All right.
Okay.
See, Kevin, how can she be fat if she's a cocktail waitress? You've seen cocktail waitresses
true.
In Vegas.
They do not allow fat cocktail waitresses.
No.
That's true in Vegas.
As a rule, they usually don't.
Where are you a cocktail waitress?
At a nightclub.
Which one?
One of these alternative kind of nightclubs.
Fat!
Alternative nightclub.
Alternative nightclub. It's a mystery.
Right. We'll have to unravel on Sunday.
Erica, one more question. You talk about how you and your boyfriend have been banging around a lot in the time that you've been together. Has it all been in a swinging situation where you're always kind of in the same room with each other at the same time, or is some of it?
Most definitely. We like having fun with each other, so that's part of the fun.
I'll tell you, the first way of dealing with your fat is admitting it.
No, not at all fat. All right. Hang on, Erica. We're going to give you the details for the party. You don't have to fly there, of course, because you're already there, but we'll definitely put you on the list, okay?
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That saves us airfare. That's good news. Yeah. Erica's already there.
By the way, how hot do Alicia and Erica both sound?
Strong.
This is looking up. I mean, it's not going to counter the Jed factor, but it's still kind of cool to have them there.
Was looking up till you clowns stepped in.
How dare you? All right, do we have time for some more calls, or should we just do it off the air? Let's do one more. Let's try to pick one more.
Okay.
Let's see.
Isn't this weird? We got all girls calling this time around.
Sweet. Marissa. See, that Marissa scares me because...
Let's make a decision. Let's talk to her and see if...
She's trying to talk her boyfriend into it.
Yeah, that's risky.
Doesn't seem prime. Marissa, hi.
Hi.
So you have swung.
I've swung, uh-huh.
But your boyfriend hasn't.
Has not.
And you're trying to get him involved.
That's the case.
What's his reaction to your asking him about that?
You know, he's been a little more interested lately than he had let on in the beginning of the relationship, so... I think that this would be a prime location for him to kind of get involved.
But if he's the kind of guy who's hesitant, if he has concerns about it, Marissa, he it may not be for him.
You know, funny thing is he's the one who asked me to go.
No.
Oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
Maybe he's, that changes everything.
Yeah, maybe he's got the itch then.
Fatty, 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 fatty.
Kevin, it's killing me.
What? I'm not a kid. Those are kids.
Oh, I see.
So it's random kids in the studio who are saying that.
What is it, if you had to guess, look into your crystal ball, Marissa, to Sunday night. What do you think will happen as a couple? What will you guys do Sunday night, do you think?
I think he'll finally want to be a part of something that I'm comfortable and enjoy.
What if he doesn't?
Well, then...
You'll kick him out and stay?
Yeah, he can wait for me in the taxi.
See you back at the room kind of thing?
That's right.
Yeah.
She ugly. She ugly. Oh, U-G-L-Y. She ain't got no alibi. She ugly.
Well, he did ask her to call.
He did, so he obviously had some interest.
If he asked her to call, that's good.
But now, Marissa, you know better than we do. Do you have the kind of relationship where if he gets there and he gets freaked out or whatever, is there going to be drama? Is there going to be trouble?
Definitely not. He's all about fun. We're all about having a good time. If he decides that it's something that he doesn't like while we're there, we'll have a good time.
Well, it sounds like I like to give the guy an opportunity because everybody has that first time that helps them decide one way or the other. So, I mean, I've been there. I'd like to help this guy. Well.
He knows
at some point that's why we're having the party.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Right.
He knows that there's a minimum sex requirement, though, right?
There isn't.
There isn't one. That's what I meant. There's not one. Right. So it's safe.
All right.
Well, we'll have sex at night, so I don't think I'll have a problem.
Okay.
Well,
better let somebody watch at least then.
I don't have to listen to you. You're a dog.
Come on.
Give you guys the benefit of the doubt and put you on the list, but good luck with it. We'll see you Sunday night, okay?
How are you?
I'm having a stroke.
I can't wait for this party. This is going to be awesome.
It's going to be the hills, man. Awesome. I'm telling you, it's going to be the hills.
Looking more forward to it about 15 minutes ago.
We'll take a few more calls off the air, but
this is it. We're out, right? We're done.
And then Monday, you're going to want to hear what happened.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
It's going to be good.
I say monogamy. Yeah. We're going to have a swingers party.
Woo! We just got Kevin Smith out of bed, so that's good. So that happened.
So he's not here yet.
Right.
He was going to come in, then he heard Jed was coming to the swingers party. He said, that's it. I don't want anything to do with that effing station. So he'll be coming up later on today. Also, Anna Faris will be here and our friend comedian Kevin Nealon, too. It's 7:31. It's Friday. That means Ralph is here with the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Can't wait to talk to Anna.
Anna Faris?
Anna Faris. Great. Love Anna.
That's how she says it.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she does.
I was in a Playboy interview recently.
Kevin on Anna, but when he said that this morning, then Lisa said, no, it's Anna. So then I corrected to defer to Lisa, and now I'm getting made fun of for saying Anna.
When do you start listening to Lisa? That's what I want to know.
That's a good question.
When did that start happening?
Yeah. I'm never right about anything.
Anna?
Maybe, but it's just hard. It's hard to listen to. It's horrible. New movies in the Southland Cineplexes this weekend. What We Do Is Secret is one of them. Mm-hmm. It's a small, tiny film. It's only playing in a couple theaters this weekend, the New Art and the Edwards University in Irvine. It is the story of the Germs, legendary punk rock group, L.A.'s own. And the reason we love it so much, and we talked to Shane West, who stars in it yesterday, is that they have a scene where Rodney Bingenheimer, Rodney on the Rock, interviews the Germs.
Yeah.
Welcome to my nightmare.
I felt so bad for him.
Rodney is immortalized once again in another feature film, this time the story of the Germs and What We Do Is Secret. I think we had that scene where they're talking to Rodney.
This is Rodney on the Rock, and I'm thrilled and a little nervous to be sitting here with the most notorious band in the LA punk scene, the Germs.
Woohoo!
Yeah. What do you guys play?
Well, I play hard to get.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what's your name?
My name's Ben Wobbles.
Did you change your name?
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah. Mr. Bingenheimer, I'm Don Summers.
I'm Mona Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm Art Damage.
No more Pat Smear? Are you serious?
He may not be the guy to pull off that interview. Yeah. That's a tough interview for anyone.
You would have thrown those guys out if they started that with you. That's what you would have done.
Do we have to call security? Please leave. Please leave. We are done here. Do I have to call someone?
No, we didn't.
That's what Kevin would have said.
I would have said that, but we don't have anyone to call, so.
I know. Also opening this weekend, The House Bunny. Oh.
Yeah.
I love me some Anna Faris. She plays Shelly, a former Playboy playmate who gets thrown out of Hef's mansion and has to find a job.
Anna?
So she becomes the new house mother of a sorority that's in jeopardy on a campus. Look, I know this. I know what this movie is.
Of course.
I know. We've all seen it. We all know.
Of course.
But I love her.
She's really funny.
I do too.
She's so cute and charming and funny that I think she raises this material up far above what it would have been with someone else starring in it. Not to mention, Catherine McPhee is also starring in this movie. I give it two boners up.
You have two?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
Here's a scene from the film. This is where Oliver, played by Colin Hanks, who's the love interest in the film, asks Shelley her opinions on current affairs.
You seem to know a lot about North Korea and the Middle East. It sounds like you really read the paper.
Oh, all the time.
So, have you given any thought to who you might be voting for?
I'm not sure yet. I definitely won't listen to what Simon says. He is just so mean. I usually always agree with Paula and Randy. Oh, you meant the president of the United States.
See, it's not American Idol. That's what she thinks.
Sure. She's funny.
She is funny. See, she takes over this sorority full of smart losers who can't get laid, and she's an idiot who's hot and sexy, and they help her with her intellect, and she helps sex them up.
I'm in.
I like it. Also opening this weekend, Hamlet 2, Steve Coogan, one of my favorite British actor and comedians. He stars in the film.
This looks awesome.
He plays a guy who decides to write a sequel to Shakespeare's Hamlet and to stage it in his local town's theater company. And he's just so good, Steve Coogan. I'm looking forward to it. Catherine Keener also stars in the film.
Oh.
And apparently playing herself or a version of herself, Elizabeth Shue also shows up in the movie. She apparently has given up acting and is now a nurse, Elizabeth Shue is. And he runs into a clinic where she's working, and he talks her back into being on stage again and performing once again.
I like it.
Here's a scene from Hamlet 2 where Steve Coogan's character is showing Catherine Keener his finished manuscript. He's finally completed Hamlet 2.
Hamlet 2?
The deuce, correct.
Doesn't everybody die at the end of the first one?
I have a device.
The time machine door.
That's the device.
Opens, revealing Hamlet, Gertrude, Polonius, and Hillary Clinton having what appears to be group sex.
It's about my troubled relationship with my father.
It's about my troubled relationship with my father. Can't wait for Hamlet 2. Go check that out. Also, a lot of good movies this weekend. Death Race.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Death Race opens this weekend. Jason Statham.
That's right, Jake Lee. I'm in Death Race.
He plays a guy who races to the death.
That's
all you need to know. He's in a car, and he races, and he dies.
Someone dies.
That's all I care about. Someone dies, and he races in it. And there's shooting and killing. And these cars have guns and flamethrowers. And one of them's a Mustang.
A lot of
explosions. Come on! How am I not going to this movie?
Good point.
Here is a very tender, poignant, dramatic moment from Death Race.
Take defense.
That's some Death Race right there.
That sounds touching.
Good. Let me tell you something about Death Race. Let me say, it's just a shoot 'em up. There's no plot. There's no story. I don't care. This kind of movie looks like it's exactly what it's supposed to be.
You know what you're getting.
I just want to see these things blow up for 2 hours.
Yeah.
See Jason Statham cross the finish line. It's going to be awesome. And lastly, the movie that I highly recommend this weekend. I enjoyed the crap out of this film. I got to see it a couple weeks ago. It opened on Wednesday. It's called The Rocker. Stars Rainn Wilson as a drummer who gets kicked out of a rock and roll band in the 80s just as they sign their record deal. Can you imagine being that guy?
Perfect timing.
That's got to sting.
He spends the rest of the 20 years hence just obsessing about the fact that he missed out on being a rock star. So when he gets a second chance after playing drums for his nephew's band, he pretty much loses his mind. Here is Rainn Wilson as Fish, the drummer, telling his nephew and their friends that he gets to stay in the band because he found them a gig.
We are playing the Tiger Room in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Saturday night.
Indiana.
My mom's not going to let me go to Indiana.
No, my mom's not going to let me go.
Listen up, kiddies. Either. You think the Beatles went to their moms and dads and went, "May I please have permission to go with my mates to a little pub called Shea Stadium and rock the world for the rest of eternity?" No.
They were adults.
You don't ask your parents for permission to rock.
That's right, you don't.
Good point.
Ray Wilson's great in this. Movie's got a lot of heart. It's also very funny. I think you will enjoy
your afternoon or evening with The Rock.
They all sounded good.
They all do. It's a great weekend.
How about that?
No big movies, but a lot of interesting smaller movies, which we haven't had a lot of this summer. It's been a lot of big franchise pictures, but I think you will enjoy a lot of these films this weekend. So check them out. Enjoy yourself. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Ralph Garman's movie beat.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Do you have that one with that guy who was in that movie that was out last year?
What do you mean there's no ice? You mean I gotta drink this coffee hot?
This job would be great if it wasn't for the customers.
What do you want with me?
Stop a couple of angels from entering and thus negating all existence. I hate it when people need it spelled out for them.
Hello? I'm Jay. This is my head of a life mate, Sam Bob.
Sex is a joke in heaven.
The way I understand it is mostly a joke down here, too.
Straight from TJ, I give you Tinky Kelly and the Sexiest Stud.
I'm the Sexy Stud.
Hey, sleepyhead, what's going on?
I'm wide awake, man.
Just had no interest in coming here and talking to us. That's
no,
all.
I just I was challenging myself to see if I can make it here in a correct time, but by leaving very late.
How far is the drive? Because you got here in about 20 seconds.
It's not. I live up in the Hollywood Hills, so up past Hollywood and Highland, up like the top of La Brea.
It's not too bad. Depending
on
the time.
Yeah, basically, if you get to Fairfax and it's open, you're here.
Did you run over any people? Or
I did a
Death
few,
race?
But you know what? I was like, I'm on the radio. I'm sorry. This is important.
Get over it.
Priority. Kevin Smith was literally asleep 30 minutes ago, and here he is at our studio doing an interview. That's pretty impressive, I got
to
tell you.
That's dedication to the arts.
We have so many things we need to talk to you about, so let's get the business out of the way first.
Yes, let's
Crazy
do the plug.
For Cult 2 is, why don't you explain to folks who don't remember this great event that happened last year for the first time?
We did it last year. Ralph was there. You saw it.
Absolutely.
You talk about it. You sell it.
It is...
Never mind. It's a genius show. It's a great show. It's the art show for people that aren't really into art shows but are into movies, because all the artwork is themed to your favorite cult flicks and the flicks you love. A lot of Goonies artwork.
Love that.
Yeah. A lot of depictions of, what's his name? Who was Short Round in that movie?
Data. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
A lot of Data paintings. did you see that painting? Have you seen some of the previous
stuff? I haven't seen the previous stuff yet.
There's a painting, like a Sears family portrait sitting of the Torrances from The Shining. Just like sublime.
Yes.
You look at it and you're like, I would totally hang that in my house.
The thing is, it's great artists doing really interesting work, but it's all based on characters and themes and movies that you know.
Yes.
So it's immediately accessible, but at the same time, it's really sort of... you know, current artwork that is really, really well done by these young artists.
And this is a month-long thing, right?
Yeah, once the installation goes up, it stays there for a little while, but the opening night is tonight.
If you want to buy any of it, you need to go, well, now, because Smith will go
really
in later today and buy every freaking piece of art that's good will already be purchased by the time you get there.
He ain't lying. Last year was the inaugural event, and me and Scott Mosier, my producer, were the hosts, you know, the presenters or whatever.
Right.
But really, it's a gallery owned by this dude Jensen, Gallery 1988 on La Brea and Melrose. And but as the host, they let us go in first to see like everything.
So you just bought up everything so no one could.
Yeah, I bought up every piece of artwork that was themed to our stuff, because apparently we make cult movies.
Okay.
And then I bought a bunch of stuff that had nothing to do with my movies.
You know, Kevin, when you're a host, you don't eat all the hors d'oeuvres before the guests show
up.
Look
at me. Yes, I do.
I went
you're
into opening night.
The adage to the wrong
I went
man.
To opening night last time. And I said, oh, this is great. I want to buy this. What's this red dot mean? Oh, that means Kevin Smith already purchased that piece.
There were more red dots all over those walls. It was like I'd brain somebody with a shotgun. This is red everywhere.
I was like, all right, I'll take this instead. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Smith already has bought
and
that
where
one.
Are
how
they
about
now?
This? Can I have this?
They're all
oh,
no,
hanging
I'm sorry.
Up in the house.
I hung them all
really?
Kevin Smith. Yeah, we got a lot of
one.
Wall space.
Yeah,
right.
So
well.
Go and enjoy it, but don't expect to be able to walk away with any
I
of
will,
it. Because
I
Smith
will control my urges this year. I won't buy nearly
Ralph,
as much.
Ralph, you got to get there before opening night, for God's sake. I did actually. I bought a great piece last year. It is a beautiful oil painting of Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Christmas Story movie?
Of course.
Yeah. Remember the scene where he goes to Santa Claus to ask for the Red Ryder BB gun?
Yes.
And Santa kicks him down the slide in the department store and he lands at the bottom? It is an amazing depiction of him going down the slide after being kicked down by Santa Claus.
I remember
Santa
that
Claus.
Piece.
It's awesome. A brilliant piece.
It was tough not to buy.
One of my favorite pieces in our house. So
let me give out the information again if you want to see this show. And I went last year, too. I happened to be in town a few days later. And, of course, everything was sold out. But I went to the show on your recommendation, Kevin, and it was well worth the time.
Did you really? One of your rare L.A. appearances?
Uh-huh. Gallery 1988 is at Melrose in La Brea. The address is 7020 Melrose Avenue. The opening is going to be tonight for the public. And you and Scott Mosier, your producer, you guys are going to be there tonight. And what does it mean when it says you're hosting the event? You're serving drinks or what?
Q&A? Yeah, basically, when you go to the bathroom, we hand you towels. Yeah.
Good. Very
nice. Okay,
things
I like it.
Like that. We're just hanging out. We're just the name.
Now, when you
the
buy
board.
This stuff, it doesn't get taken down. So it's not like if they don't go tonight, it's not going to be there. They can still see all of the artwork.
Totally. You pick it up at the end of the display. You can go and pick up your art afterwards.
Yes, month and a half later, the stuff's yours. But in the meantime, starts at 7, totally free. There's booze and food.
Wow. And the website is crazyforcult.com, and that's for the number four, crazyforcult.com. Kevin Smith is here. We have to take a break, Kevin. Rob's got the showbiz beat. We got Anna Faris coming up after 8, and then we have many more things we need to talk to you about, including somebody's seen the new Star Trek movie, I understand?
No.
Nope.
Nobody has seen the new Star Trek movie.
No, it hasn't happened.
No.
Well, then we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about wanting to see it.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes, the desire. We'll speak hypothetically about how awesome it is.
All of that's straight ahead here on K-Rock.
There's never been a better time to save because right now, WaMu has great rates on their CD and money market accounts. To learn more, visit one of their 324 WaMu locations in Los Angeles today. Saving at WaMu. Woohoo! I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
No.
Sweet Jesus.
Right now,
they make you do that?
Yes, they do.
She is convinced.
But I sold it.
I thought you, I totally believe that you just
said she is excited about saving.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you
going to
do?
I love to save. Isn't?
What are you going
to
do?
Sometimes Kevin Smith is here.
Free.
Anna Faris joins us after the news at 8 on KRQ FM Pasadena, Los Angeles. First, though, a quick look at the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Quick look. That's Bean telling me speed it up.
Well, I don't know if we're on a tight schedule with Miss Faris. That's why I suggested
I'd like to be on a tight schedule with Miss Faris.
Yes, we know what you're saying.
I don't even know what that means.
Nice. Subtle.
If you say it like this, it sounds
You dropped it down and suddenly I got a little turgid. Anyway.
Congratulations to Gwen Stefani and her husband, Gavin Rossdale. Gwen had a baby boy yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They named the baby, wait for it, Zuma.
Yeah!
This is Zuma. A generation of really bad child names.
Yeah.
This especially is a generation. We're just raising. Just you ain't kidding. Brutal. I got a Harley Quinn. I know
but
what
Harley's,
I'm talking about.
Harley's a cute name for a girl.
It is, but still, it's like, why can't. Whatever happened to Jen, Jill, Bobby,
Kevin,
not
Robert,
unique enough.
Lisa?
Kevin. Not
Even
unique
Kevin
enough.
Was a weird name back in the day, but it's just so strange. Everybody feels the need to, like. Like they
differentiate their child from everyone else.
My kid
else.
Will be special if it has a name that isn't used by humans.
Yes, I want to name my kid something that means he has to cure cancer. These names are far too big for what might happen.
But at least there's two middle names.
Yes,
as well.
Zuma, Nesta, Rock, Rossdale.
Rock is in the name?
Zuma,
yep,
comma, Nesta, comma, Rock. Comma Rossdale.
That kid. Now that kid can't be like, you know, at 35 can't be like, I work at Burger King. Like with a name like that, you have to accomplish something.
Well, you're not curing cancer either, Dr. Zuma. We have the results back. I don't see that happening. It's just not happening.
I'm just gonna get Zuma Rock to you.
Zuma Nesta. We said Zuma Nesta sounds like something you take to when you can't sleep at night.
It is.
Pull over the counter.
It's an expectorant of sorts, isn't it? Have you ever been to a Gwen Stefani show? My kid was Gwen.
Oh, yeah.
Ton of them. Oh, my God. That chick's amazing.
She's played a bunch of those shows for us here at K-Rock.
A lot of energy in those
amazing
shows.
Amazing live.
Makes you feel, that's the kind of artist that makes you feel even fatter.
Yeah.
Because she's got, like, she's singing and dancing and flipping around.
But that's
and stuff.
Why she's so thin, because she's singing and dancing and flipping around. If you had a show like that, you'd drop 50 pounds. Just
never
like
in a million years. I would be like, bring out a chair.
You should go on the road and do a musical. That's what you should do.
What are you saying, man? That I have to do something?
No, I'm saying.
Easy.
I'm saying you, like the musical, Wolverine the musical or something. I see you doing that.
I get it, dude. I'll lose weight. Let's move on.
It's not
You've
about
already
weight.
Hurt my feelings. Let's,
oh, for God's sake.
Who else is on Star Beat? Who else do you want to berate this
Who
morning?
Knew you had such thin skin, for God's sakes?
See, thin skin. That's a fat joke as well, isn't
that's
it?
That's what I'm thinking.
You're horrible.
Speaking of people who can perform and sing live, like Gwen Stefani, what happens if you're a big star and you don't have those skills?
Like whom?
Like maybe Britney Spears. Apparently some audio of Britney performing live has appeared on the internet, and it's making the circulations, and it doesn't cast her in the best possible light.
Awesome. She gets a lot of help on stage. There's a lot of tracks going on at her concerts, right?
She's always received a lot of help in the studio, and then on stage they sort of replicate that. So someone has isolated her vocals
Ooh.
You want to hear a little Britney?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
And she's in control. And she loves me.
No way. Awesome. Awesome. No way.
She's out of breath, right?
She's singing.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
To the track of her singing, she's singing along
and
while
dancing.
She's dancing and everything else. And
but
that's
she's doing
what
that
happens.
Crack thing where she's like...
Wow.
You know, Madonna can do that because she runs like 10 miles a day. She really has her cardio built up so she can sing and dance.
Well, Britney, in her defense, drives to Starbucks 20 times a day.
She does.
So
true.
She's
true.
Got that
yeah, I don't get
for.
This.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's never good news with this chick anymore.
No.
Well, see, her body's back. That's good news.
There's that. But then, like, just when she's got that, like, all right, my body's back, suddenly, this is what she sounds like.
This tape's out there.
Poor kid.
You're the father of a young girl, as we mentioned.
I am. Harley. 9 years old.
Yeah. Is she a Miley Cyrus fan?
Oh, naturally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, don't spend all your money buying art this weekend, because apparently you're going to be shelling out $250 per ticket to go to the Miley Cyrus birthday party. Miley is turning sweet 16 on November the 23rd, and she is closing down Disneyland for a private event. But fans can buy tickets to her birthday party if they show
up. Is 16 legal in California?
I do not believe so, sir. No, it is not.
Does good, because I'm not interested.
So is it a party or is it a concert where, with an opportunity for her to make money?
That is brilliant. Like, what better way to celebrate your birthday than earning
while
celebrating it? Totally. I went to a Miley Cyrus concert in Pittsburgh when we were out shooting Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Yeah, and?
Plug. Yipes. A lot of energy. A lot of energy. But, you know, not my scene, really.
No? Really?
Really?
Not
it's
your scene?
Hard to believe. She did a costume change, though, in the middle of the show that I thought was kind of interesting. Not on stage, mind you, but she just disappeared.
Not interesting, though.
And then, like...
She has a double that comes out.
That's the thing. Like, well, I'm watching the show going,
she does?
That's not her. And then all of a sudden,
she
appears
changes.
In a different place.
When she's Hannah Montana...
Yes.
Right. She has a double Hannah Montana come out in one moment, like a smoke
the
and mirrors kind of thing.
As Hannah Montana, and then she has to go become Miley Cyrus.
Right. I gotcha.
Which requires taking off a wig.
Well, she has to take her clothes off and then shoot some photos of herself with her cell phone in underwear
pass
and stuff.
Them on,
send
and
them to website. And then get back on stage so you can see why she needs a
That's
little time.
That's the thing my kid has dialed into now. Like, my kid, I guess in school, the gossip starts spreading. So she knew about that. At one point, she brought it up and... Me and the wife looked at each other like, did you tell her? But like, there seems to be this mini backlash amongst
the
youth. Not about Miley Cyrus so much as Zac Efron.
Well, sure.
And Vanessa Hudgens. Oh. There was this whole, like, she took naked pictures and sent them to Drake and Josh.
But doesn't that just make her
like
better,
my kid is telling me, and I'm like, how do you know that?
And then SpongeBob was there. He sent the photos.
And I'm like, I had to press further, because I was like, why do you think she did that? Why would he want naked pictures? She's like, everybody wants naked pictures.
Oh.
And I was like, you are so my kid.
Oh, yes.
I know.
Fantastic.
I got rid of all the cameras in that.
I was going to say, yeah, I bet you did.
What was the screaming factor like at a Miley Cyrus concert, Kevin? I just can't imagine you. I mean,
it was
little girls
insane.
They have the most piercing sound that they can make.
Yes, it was piercing, and it took a long time for the hearing to be back to normal.
Yeah,
a lot of this.
Ah!
A lot of that kind of sound.
Way more than
more
that.
Than that? Okay.
Oh my god, higher.
Today's celebrity birthday: Cindy Williams. You know her as Shirley from Laverne and Shirley. 61 years old today.
Hello. Hello, Laverne. Hello.
Schlemiesel,
see, I can do voices. Put me on the show, dude. I could do voices for you.
We would, but you won't get here in time.
I know.
Got to
show
up to
the
show,
like, when I get here?
Not much time for squeaky, either.
We still do a lot of squeaky comedy.
Sure.
Tori Amos is 45 years old today. James DeBarge of the band DeBarge is 45. Love me some DeBarge.
Which one is he?
Who cares?
He was not L, and he's not funny.
No.
So
he was the keyboardist.
Really?
Yeah.
All This Love?
Mm-hmm. See?
Name another
Smith
hit.
Knows some.
Yeah, let's move on.
Time will reveal.
Who's holding down it now? Last Dragon?
Well. Kevin, you're out of town. You work a lot. You don't know that Ralph does a birthday for one of the DeBarges every other day. I mean, there's like 3,000
of
them.
There's a lot of people in the family.
There's like 400 DeBarges.
There were
stop it with them.
And Debbie Peterson, drummer for the Bangles, one of my favorite all-girl groups. She is 47 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Funny man Kevin Nealon joins us in the 9 o'clock hour in our Tribute to Kevin program today, and director, actor, all-around good guy Kevin Smith in the studio with us right now.
Hello.
Kevin, you've had the opportunity to work with a lot of very talented actors and actresses over your long career. Ever work with the beautiful Anna Faris? Has she ever been in any of your stuff?
I have not, but I'm a great admirer. I think she's very funny. It's always refreshing when you find an actress who can also be very, very funny.
Yes. Especially a hot actress.
A comedian, yes.
It's hard to find a combination of
very attractive young lady.
A pretty girl who's also funny. That's rare.
Totally.
Ralph was saying a few minutes ago, this is a great weekend at the movies. There's a lot of stuff coming out that looks good. Tops of the list has got to be The House Bunny with Anna Faris, who joins us back on The Kevin and Bean Show after far too long gone. Hey, Anna, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Kevin Smith wants to hire you.
I love it. I would love to work with you, Kevin.
Oh, that's very sweet.
this movie looks so funny, and the reviews have been really, really good so far. Tell people maybe if they've been living in a cave, they don't know what The House Bunny's all about, what they're in for this weekend.
The House Bunny, it's about a Playboy bunny who gets kicked out of the mansion because she's too old. And
by too old, you mean...
27.
Yeah.
Wow. They're used up to that point.
Retirement.
Yeah. And she ends up becoming the house mom to sort of the misfit sorority on campus.
The sorority is closing its doors. I have a clip. The sorority is closing its doors, and she figures that she might be able to help them with that.
Why are they going to take your house away?
Because we get no pledges, and everyone kind of thinks we're losers.
That's so sad. Why does everyone else get all the pledges?
Well, they have great parties, and boys actually like them.
I'm an expert at parties and boys. I'm a bunny. Men write to me from prison, sometimes in their own blood. I mean, I assume it's theirs. Who knows? I don't.
So you take this sad sack sorority. What kind of important lessons do you teach them?
Well, how to push up your chest and stick out your butt.
All right.
I give them a makeover so they look like sort of really hot exotic dancers.
And this movie has everything.
That's what college is for.
But then, you know, in the end, my character sort of realizes that her priorities are a little screwed up.
Oh, no. She doesn't learn an important lesson and stop being hot, does she?
I know. Wouldn't that be tragic?
Yeah, it would be. You know, what's also tragic is my girl Catherine McPhee's in the movie, and she plays the pregnant one.
I know, but she's hot pregnant.
Yeah, but still.
Hot pregnant is a whole different category.
Is that not a category for you?
You don't put a fake belly on Catherine McPhee's body. You know what I'm saying?
all the audience, dude. The chubby chasers. There's someone in there for you as well.
Is this the first acting that she's done, Ralph? Catherine McPhee? Is this her big debut?
Her first movie, I think, yeah.
Yeah, this is her first acting debut. And she's great. And it was really fun to work with her. Every once in a while, she would sing on set to us, which was pretty great.
Oh, that's cool.
Anna, you don't see a lot of comedies out there that are primarily a female cast. Was it fun for you to work with a bunch of other chicks as opposed to, you know, being surrounded by a bunch of dudes?
Yeah, it was awesome. We definitely became a little like a sorority, and I felt like the house mom at times.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I totally had to crack the whip a couple times.
Oh, that's what I'm
really?
Talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do know about parties and boys.
This is...
It was great. We all became really close.
Anna Faris is on the phone with us. We're talking about The House Bunny, the new movie that opens up today. Ralph, you were saying a couple days ago that Anna is also on the cover of and is featured in the current newsstand copy of Playboy.
Yeah. With clothes on?
Yeah.
Excellent. I love clothes on pictures.
Bitching about it, too.
Well, I read a piece. I read something online today where Anna entertained notions of actually disrobing in the moment, and her publicist
That's
said,
what
keep
I'm
it on.
Talking about.
Wait a minute. Is that true? Did you say that in some interview?
Is that true?
Yeah, it was true. You know, you're this sexy photo shoot, and you just sort of be like, well, why not?
It's for Playboy, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't you follow that gut instinct?
Who said no?
Well, I think, you know, somewhere in the back of my head, I kept thinking about my mom.
Right. No, I totally
Whatever.
Get that.
Let your mom get her own photo shoot.
No, I don't think that's what she meant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think that's what she was talking about. No.
Well, I think in general it is bogus to allow celebrities to be in Playboy if they're not going to be naked. I really do, but it's still a super hot photo shoot, and it's probably more than we would have gotten out of Anna if she hadn't done the Playboy. So I guess we should just be happy with what crumbs she's willing to give us.
No doubt. Just follow your gut. That's our message to you, Anna.
It's not too late. I love it. It's not too late. Call Hef now. Reschedule.
The House Bunny opens everywhere today. Anna Faris is the star. Anna, thanks for coming on with us. We always have fun with you.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you. Bye now. But you know, Bean and I, lovers of art. We are art supporters from way back.
Mm-hmm.
From
when
I was a kid, I love art.
Oh, well, you still love dogs playing poker.
You still paint, right, Kevin?
I do, yes.
What's your medium again?
Crayon?
Crayon, yeah.
It's a specialty. It's very difficult.
I believe you left the O out of that word.
Crayon?
The reason Kevin is bragging about the art and junk is because our friend Kevin Smith is in the studio, and he tonight will be once again at Gallery 1988, which is at Melrose and La Brea, 7020 Melrose Avenue, for Crazy for Colt. This is the second year they've done it, and it is, again, if you weren't listening last hour, it is an imagining by over 100 different artists, their interpretation of classic cult films, including some of Kevin Smith's own movies. But it's really cool. And there's a website called crazyforcult.com. It's crazy. And then the number 4, cult.com, if you want to go and check out the pieces. And be there tonight for your first chance to buy whatever Kevin doesn't buy, I guess.
There's nothing, because he buys everything.
I felt a certain responsibility last year to buy anything that I was depicted in. Because it would have been weird if I was.
It's all about you. Because it's just all about you, right, Kevin?
It is kind of.
Yeah.
But there were a bunch of Jay and Silent Bob themed paintings. And
there was.
Wouldn't it have been strange if I was just like, well, I'm not going to buy that one?
Yeah, I'm not so into that.
If I was the artist, thanks. I'd be like, you know what?
What's wrong with my depiction of Silent Bob?
Yeah, totally. It's like, I can paint a fat guy in an overcoat. What is the next
one? I made this for you.
Yeah, this is my heart and art went into this. You jerk.
Speaking of movies, you get the opportunity, Kevin, being pretty well connected in Hollywood, to see some of the stuff before we do.
You know what I've seen? You know what I've seen?
Tell us.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Really?
Yes. You've seen that?
Very funny.
Is that any good? Because I'm hearing kind of dodgy things about
You're out of your mind. Don't even start that. Funny movie.
You hear it's great.
I wanted to say, but I wanted them to clean it up first. I heard it was dirty and they wouldn't give it the rating that it deserved.
So. Yeah, initially, from what I understand, the MPA gave it an NC-17, but then I guess the director brilliantly went into an appeal screening and argued down the rating to an R.
I heard he was like a young Clarence Darrow.
No changes. Just awesome. Went in there. It was like Inherit the Wind.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was on fire. Yeah.
I saw that it got the R. I was like, yes.
Yes, me
nice
too.
Nice going.
Nobody
it
was more
a
yes than
he
me.
He just wouldn't stop. And yeah, he just true. Got so tired.
Any
totally.
Questions?
I buried them.
He filibustered them.
I totally did. It was like Mr. Smith went to the MPA.
And that young director was articulate and he was charismatic and he was
thin too, really thin.
I heard so thin and good looking.
Yes. Yeah. He had pecs and abs.
I was actually.
I haven't had.
When does that movie
years.
Come out?
That comes out October 31st.
October 31st. All right.
I'm sure. But I'd
like
seen
to have that director
stuff.
In.
Yeah, I think he's
at
gettable.
That time. Okay.
I think he's kind of a radio whore.
just don't ask for him too early.
Now, yeah,
how about
720 is not his time.
Anything else you've seen that you can or cannot talk about
that
you did or did not see?
I saw The Watchmen a couple weeks ago, which is out until March. Zack Snyder's take on the Alan Moore, Dave Gibbons graphic novel.
I don't know the graphic novel, and I haven't read it and all that, but it looked like it's such eye candy.
Get it, read it. Yeah. It's a brilliant piece of literature. One of the only graphic novel / comic book on Time Magazine. Top 100 novels
That's
of
right.
all time list.
Wow.
But the movie is insanely wonderful. They did it. They filmed the unfilmable book.
And if you haven't read it, it's out available now in paperback. They put all the issues together in one book so you can sit down.
Go get a trade paperback where? Yeah. At Jane Zombob's Secret Stash.
The only place I buy my paper
inside Laser Blazer at Pico. But that is great. It's phenomenal. And I signed a non-disclosure agreement so I can't give out details, although it's so close to the book.
If you've read the book,
if you read
the
book,
movie
it's like it's all there. They did
then
a great
if it's
job.
So close to the book, why was it considered unfilmable for so many years?
Because the book is how does one? The book really makes use of its medium in terms of being able to put up narrative boxes and text that are juxtaposed to the visuals. So somebody's saying one thing, you're seeing a visual for another, but it actually. It absolutely makes sense. It's kind of poetic. So for many years, people felt like, even though the book is laid out like a series of storyboards, kind of, a lot of people felt like you just can't do this book justice, and they found a way to do
it.
It's
a very dense book, too. There's a lot
it's
going on.
It's 12 issues of a comic book, which was about, I think they were 28 or 30 page issues back then, because they were more than 22 pages.
Right,
a pop.
Yeah. A lot of pictures, though, right? A
lot of pictures. All right. But you know what a movie is? A movie is 24 pictures per second.
That's true.
That's so why do I like math.
All right. So thumbs up on The Watchmen.
Thumbs up way early on The Watchmen, man.
All right. What else you got?
Huge. I saw a movie last night that I cannot talk about. But
okay. Was it good?
It was phenomenal.
Yeah. Any stars? Any breakout stars in that?
Yeah. There's a
and
dude,
do they trek?
There's a what's that?
Do they trek? Do the stars trek? I don't want you to say anything, but do the stars trek in the movie?
Yeah. The stars absolutely trek in this film. It's
without
it's
giving it away.
Fantastic. Anybody who was worried doesn't need to be worried
about this film that you,
about this film, yeah, that I can't talk about. Right. It's
because if you're worried about a film, just any film in general, don't worry.
It was in very capable hands. The director did a phenomenal job. Director and his crew, top notch cast, and the guy who plays the lead is an instant star.
Wow,
that dude is going to be so famous. He's so wonderful, and
really,
and,
wow,
and picked up a role that. I would say it's pretty challenging for somebody to step into the shoes of, because it's a role that had been played before.
Sure.
Many times.
I mean, how do you out Shatner Shatner?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying as an expression. I mean, just as an example. Yes. I'm not saying specifically that's what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
But
in a world of expressions, I would agree with that one.
I remember when we had you on around
you're
the time
so
the dark
with this game. Dude.
He's not really is it.
You're going to bury me, man.
He can't help himself.
We had you on around the time of The Dark Knight, and yes. I remember asking you at that time. You don't watch the movie like a regular movie fan like us, because you're also
that's
a movie maker.
You're a director. I totally watch it like a regular movie fan.
But I remember asking you if you thought you could direct a movie like Dark Knight, and you said, hell no, it's so far like out of your sphere.
Which is a lie.
No, it's true,
right?
Man. That dude's talented.
You absolutely
Chris
could
Nolan,
do it.
Dude.
I just don't think it that appeals to you. That's kind of storytelling appeals to you.
A, I don't know if I could do it. B, I certainly don't have the patience to do a movie like that.
I think you're lazy. That's what I'm trying to say.
Definitely lazy.
So that's lazy. The problem. Is that
but I bring that up to
work
preface
there.
This remark,
right.
Kevin, and that is, let's say a franchise like Star Trek, not that you've seen the movie or we're talking about that movie, but just let me throw that out there as an example.
Okay.
That's something that is so dangerous to attempt. Is that the kind of project that you would like to do sometime? I mean, would you like to be the guy who gets to do a movie like that?
I would not like to be the guy. In the case of something like Star Trek, it would take a really insanely talented filmmaker, like a storyteller, like in the case of Star Trek, J.J. Abrams. So leave it to the people who are best equipped for it. I'm just the guy who should be watching those movies.
Because you've had your chances. They asked you to do Green Hornet, right?
Yeah,
they came
to
you and said, do that.
And I wrote it, and I was like, I can't direct this. This is way too big for me. And then and now Seth is doing it.
Yeah.
Well, he's not directing it, but he wrote it with Evan, the guys that wrote Pineapple Express.
He's playing the Green Hornet.
Did everyone see Pineapple Express?
Yes.
So funny. Yes.
I love that
very
movie.
Funniest movie ever.
Well, I think you're selling yourself short. I bet you'd surprise yourself with how good you'd be at a movie like that, though, because you are a guy with so many great ideas.
Nah.
But the truth is, I think
comic
book movies are best served, I think, when they're made by comic book fans. I mean, look what Favreau did with Iron Man.
I would agree, and I just rewatched Iron Man. Like, you know, I saw it, of course, when it came out.
Right.
And then, you know, since then, Dark Knight's come out, and that kind of took all the heat and thunder away.
Right.
People were like, yeah, Iron Man, that was in May, but now it's Dark Knight country. I rewatched it on a plane, and that's a really great play.
It's great.
He did
really
such a phenomenal job with Iron Man, and it's so well cast, and the chemistry between Robert Downey Jr. and Gwyneth Paltrow, I thought it was just fantastic.
I think that was my favorite movie of the year so far.
I agree.
Really? Did you see Dark Knight?
I liked it better than Dark Knight.
I loved it, but I think humor and everything else, I just thought it was better.
I think Iron Man, ultimately, when it comes to DVD, will be a movie that you find yourself quicker to put in than Dark Knight. Because Dark Knight is an emotional commitment, aside from a time commitment. Because it's just like, it takes you into a bleak, dark place. And I think if you were just going to pop in a movie to do some stuff while you're watching it, I'd bet you it would be Iron Man.
Yeah.
Kevin, I hope you'll come back when Zach and Mary comes out end of October. We'll have a chance to catch up again. That's all right.
I'm sure I'll be there before that.
Bring that Elizabeth Banks with you when you come in, will you?
Yeah
totally.
Oh, mama.
Great idea.
Yeah, we're not kidding about that.
Yeah, seriously, bring her with.
In fact, you're not invited unless you bring her with.
I bet you guys talked to her before for Bush, for W.
Whoa. Oh, that's right, yeah.
he's talking
it's,
about
George W. Bush, story about George W. Bush. Oliver Stone, Psycho Mike, it's very different.
She plays Laura. Awesome aside. Whoa.
In the meantime, meet Kevin Smith tonight. He'll be at the Crazy for Cult 2 show, which is going to be at Gallery 1988, Melrose and La Brea. You said doors open at around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, doors open at 7, but get there at like noon. Because last year was the first year and not that many people knew about it, and it was packed.
We had over 1,000 people last year. Wow.
So I can imagine this year is going to be even more.
I think they started
nightmare.
Lining up already. But it's free, really? Folks. It's free. It costs you nothing. Go look at some
absolutely.
Art, and you get some free booze, I think.
There's not going to be anything left by the time our listeners get in there.
That's true.
Thanks for coming by, Kevin. You want to rush immediately out to your car because up next on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to play a song for you that world premiered yesterday on K-Rock. All 8 minutes of the Mighty Metallica's new one called The Day That Never Comes is coming up next right here on the world famous K-Rock.
How about that right there?
That sounds like Metallica right there is what that is.
I always hope that people's alarm go off at certain times during the show, and I hope they right in the middle of that. That'll get you out of bed right there.
They are back. Death Magnetic is the name of the album coming out on Friday, September 12th. They have two upcoming Southern California shows, one in Ontario for some reason, which must be a mistake, and I'm sure there's somewhere they can cancel. And the other one at the Forum. You can listen to K-Rock for all the on-sale details and, of course, to win your tickets. Where's our friend Ralph Garman?
I don't know. They're searching for him. I think he's wandering the halls aimlessly.
He's still hanging on to Kevin Smith, dragged around.
Put me in a movie. Get me out of here.
I got something if we need a staller.
Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. While we're waiting for something new to do. Let's try to think up a song while we're waiting. That's liberating and will be true to you.
Hey, there's Ralph.
Fantastic. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. Funny man, Kevin Nealon, terrific comedian, terrific actor, friend of the show, joins us just after 9 this morning. Where were you, Ralph? What's going on? Anything good?
Smoking.
Is there food?
Just chatting with Kevin Smith.
Pole.
Okay, that's what Lisa thought.
What? Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
You got to put a keeper on me. You got to give somebody a job. Just follow me around and let me know what's coming up next because I lose track.
You can have my person.
I'm bad. I wish you had one. Yeah, let's get Kevin one first, then get me one.
I'm going to need one in Vegas on Monday.
Congratulations to Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale. Gwen gave birth to another son yesterday. And so, being the number two child, they decided to give him the lesser of the two names. Of course, Kingston is their two-year-old, and now the new baby boy has been named Zuma.
Zuma.
Which I loved. It was refreshing. It was cold. It was a little sweet for me, but I would drink a six-pack of Zuma, and I would get effed up in college, man. It was nuts. So I'm guessing they were drinking Zuma when they named him.
I think that's Zima, Ralph. I'm pretty sure that's called Zima.
Oh. Well, then how do you explain Zuma?
The beach. They like
holy
Zuma Beach.
Holy mackerel.
Zuma, Nesta, Rock, Rossdale.
Okay, now I'm out.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think should have gone with just Rock. Hi, I'm Rock Rossdale. Nice to meet you.
Rock Rossdale.
He could have been a quarterback, or he could have been a private eye, or could have been a secret agent. The name of Rock Rossdale. But, yeah, Gwen is good. She's healthy. So is the baby.
Good.
He weighs in at 48 pounds, which I thought was...
Wow.
That seems big.
That's big, yeah. Chris Kattan, his marriage is over after 2 months.
Well, he gave it a,
gave it
a run.
They tried.
For those who remember Chris Kattan, he was on Saturday Night Live back in the day when Will Ferrell was on and that cast. He used to play the monkey boy. Remember that monkey guy?
Oh, yeah.
Mango.
Mango was the model.
I thought his name was... Wasn't Mango the monkey dude?
No. You're not helping.
You are not a winner.
Mango was the model that everyone loved, including the men. And then there was Mr. Peepers or something was the monkey boy
that used to
eat an apple really quickly.
Yeah,
that was his shtick.
And stand on a table.
Yeah, and jump around a lot.
How do you pitch that?
Okay.
You
can eat an apple, a monkey, but I'm not. I'm like a guy, but I'm a monkey boy. I eat apple really quick, and I jump on a lot of furniture.
You are making it sound like he's just a small screen star, though, Ralph.
Oh, let's not forget he was also in the blockbuster Night at the Roxbury.
Sure.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt.
Who's not shaking their head to the right now?
I was going left, sorry.
Chris was married to a model, and after 2 months, the marriage apparently is falling apart. Friends are telling a gossip columnist named Janet Charlton that they're not exactly surprised because Chris had a major case of cold feet before the ceremony and admitted to one of them that he wasn't even sure if he was in love.
Wow.
Hmm. So he's telling people that as well, not just thinking it.
Make matters worse, it's rumored that he was also disappointed that none of the tabloids offered money for their wedding photos.
You know that people don't automatically get that, right? You have to kind of...
Be a star?
Yeah, achieve some kind of success.
What if he had gotten married as the monkey and ate an apple really quick at the reception? Then...
Coverage out the ass.
Then National Enquirer would pony up the big bucks to see the monkey boy eat an apple and get
married. Let the romance begin.
Speaking of parties, Miley Cyrus turned 16 on November the 23rd.
we care because...
And as you might imagine, it's not going to be an ordinary Sweet 16 party. She is closing down Disneyland for a private event. And she told Entertainment Tonight that she'll even be singing a few tunes that evening. I guess that explains why she is charging $250 per ticket if you want to go to the party.
Yes.
Tickets go on sale August the 30th at 9 a.m., and I'm sure little girls everywhere are currently tugging at their father's pants saying, Daddy, Daddy, buy me Miley Cyrus Sweet 16 birthday party tickets, please. To which a lot of parents are responding, $250, get a job!
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and they got to go with their parents, so that's at least $500 right off the bat.
You got to bring the wife and the other kid, right?
No, that's you a grand. Do. There you go. And then there's got food.
You got to get a churro. You got to get a churro.
You
have
to get a churro.
So that's like another $75 per for a churro, right?
Yep.
What's a Coke now? $75. Like $150.
It is $150.
Like
yeah.
Although
whatever they're charging is fine.
I was going to say we think whatever they're charging is a fair price.
I'm guessing night at Disneyland with Miley Cyrus' birthday party is going to set you back about $15,000. That's what I'm guessing.
But she only turned 16 once.
That's true.
So what are you going to do?
You know what, Miley? Call me on your 18th birthday party.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the one I'll be at when you turn 18.
Giddy up.
Put a little rum on that churro. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but it sounded dirty, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
All right. And Kendra Wilson may be moving out of the Playboy Mansion. We've been hearing this rumor for a while now.
Yeah, Hef's kicking her out because she's too old, and then she gets a job as a house mother of a sorority.
Movie House Bunny with Anna Faris, it's very different.
Oh.
In this case, she's leaving the mansion, but it may not be because she's fallen out of favor with Hugh or his other 17 girlfriends. In Touch Weekly magazine says that she may be getting her own reality show.
Really?
She, of course, currently stars on The Girls Next Door, along with Bridget and...
Lucia?
Lucia? I think it is Holly. Yeah.
Holly. And she's been such a hit on that show, they may be spinning her off into living outside the mansion, following her in her life outside the mansion.
So this will be the girl two doors down.
Two doors down is not going to be, isn't it?
No, I'm saying she was the girl next door. Now she's moving out to be, oh, never mind.
Three doors down, I guess, is what I was shooting for.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens when you're talking to Kevin Smith? You lose your brain.
Asshole.
Oh, come on.
Wait, who was that for?
It's Friday.
Was that for all of us?
Cut me some
was
slack.
That for Ralph? Was that for Kevin Smith? Who was that for?
For me.
I don't know.
Felt like it was for me. I don't know how well, that meant.
The shoe fits, dude.
Of course he is.
Shoe fits. That's all I'm saying.
Bean only speaks now through other audio.
That's correct.
He's not capable of expressing emotion in any other way.
Holla.
It's the autism.
That's true. That's a good observation.
Today's celebrity birthday, Cindy Williams, who played Laverne and Shirley on the legendary TV series Shirley. She's 61 years old today. Debbie Peterson, drummer for the Bengals, turns 47. Tori Amos, she's 45 years old.
Bell, no Bell, love her, but Bell?
I think she's still Bell-worthy.
I think so.
I still think so, too.
Done.
Who else we got here?
No one.
James DeBarge. I forgot about there James DeBarge. Go. The keyboard is for the legendary band DeBarge.
So no one?
Made up of the entire DeBarge family is 45 years old today. We got time for a little DeBarge, don't
He's Ralph Garman?
I think we got a little. Give me a little taste.
Give me a little something. Oh,
the beat of the rhythm of the night. Get some till morning light. Forget about the words on your mind. You can leave them all behind. The beat of the rhythm of the night.
Not interested.
I defy you not to shake your ass when you hear that song.
Yeah, swing that tambourine.
Yeah, swing that tambourine, James DeBarge. Happy birthday.
The song is quite gay.
It is quite entertaining.
Gay.
I'm Ralph Garman. I welcome the show.
I can't wait for mealtime when I can chow down on the decomposing corpse of a tortured animal.
Well, you know, I've always liked watching The View, nauseating. I mean, it's a show that, and I mean, to be working with these lovely co-host hookers, I mean, what's better than that?
I'm not a big fan of flying, you know, because you got people taking their shoes off because of the shoe bomber, right? And they're standing around their socks and their bare feet. And I'm thinking, why couldn't it have been the bra bomber? You know? I got a call from Playboy magazine, and they asked if I would review three adult films. And the first one, here's what I thought of. It was called Wanda Whips Wall Street, and this was starring Veronica Hart. Very attractive. I found myself interested right away. And then I got more interested, and then very interested, very, very interested, very interested, then suddenly no interest at all.
You know our next guest from Saturday Night Live and the hit show Weeds. Please welcome Kevin Nealon.
Thank you, Ellen. And I know what our K-Rock listeners are thinking right now. Kevin, I mean, how can I see some of that high-quality comedy entertainment that Mr. Nealon puts out? Is there any way that that's available to me? And the answer is yes.
You
Irvine
mean,
Spectrum, yes?
People are asking that before he even comes on?
Yes, because they heard it on the radio just then in the open, and they're thinking, okay. Man, if I could see some of that live, it would just make my whole weekend.
I got you.
And the answer is yes. The Irvine Improv at the Irvine Spectrum tonight and tomorrow night. Mr. Kevin Nealon is live and in person for just $25. It's a bargain at half the price. And he joins us here in the studio this morning. Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Absolutely.
It's a little cheaper.
It's a little cheaper when I'm unconscious. But live, it's $25.
Yeah. That's right.
I hear you're funnier, though, when you're unconscious.
I am. That's the thing about my stuff. It's so subtle. I mean, it's as subtle as I can get right there. I got nothing. You guys got anything? I put these headphones on. Who was wearing these? They're all wet.
Oh, Kevin Smith, unfortunately, Kevin came in before you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's clean sweat. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never worn a pair of wet headphones.
Listen, that's, especially when you come into K-Rock, that is not a good sign. You do not want to put those on your head if they're wet. You don't know where they've been.
You don't.
In this case, we did, but generally
yes,
you
don't. Generally we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of fluids that are not really readily identified around the studio there, to tell you the truth.
You don't want to have one of those blue lights in here that picks up all the...
I know. God, no. I've always thought that we should bring in a black light and we should look around this studio, honestly.
Yeah. Well, let's do it.
It would all turn the wrong color, right? And we go, oh!
But then we can never be in
there. Never coming back.
You know what, Kevin? Someone's better not to know.
No, let's do it. Let's do it. Black light.
Bring in a strobe light. That's better.
Yeah. Kevin, how's your summer been? You been traveling or doing anything fun? Or what have you been up to?
You know, I cannot tell you how great my life is. I mean, I was telling my wife the other day, it's going too well. Something's going to happen.
You got that feeling, that dread?
Even no traffic coming here this morning. I got here a half hour early. I was actually out in the parking lot cleaning out my car. I had all kinds of garbage on the floor, you know, and I was sticky wrappers and, you know, lollipop.
Don't your people do that for you?
I am my people.
Oh,
you don't have lollipop people?
That's the name of my new book, by the way. I am my people. Yeah. And maybe I am my peeps.
There you go. Even better.
Yeah.
But why is everything going so great for you right
now? That's what I keep wondering that, Bane. I don't know why. I think it's all kind of caught up with me. And, you know, I've worked a long time. And
you think you figured it out?
I stayed the steady, and now it's things are nice.
You got a hot wife, you got healthy kids, you got a great career with a great hot show going on. You do stand up whenever you want.
I wasn't even thinking about that, but you're right. My life is really good now.
You're inviting all kinds of trouble by admitting this out loud, though.
I'm
you know that,
feeling
right?
A dread
no,
now
you know what? You know what happened? My
you're jinxing it.
My wife picked up one of those tapes, "Positive Thoughts."
Oh no,
by Louise
like
Hay. Yeah, and Wayne Dyer's on it. All these people,
okay.
And I watched a little bit of it. And you know what? You've got to think positive. Your life is good.
Okay.
In reality, my life is not that good.
Not that good.
But I'm trying to convince myself it's good.
Okay.
It's good.
Is it working? Are you convincing yourself?
Well, you'll have to ask my peeps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it working?
It is working. Yes, it is working.
Believe the lies.
I gotcha.
Yeah. It is good, though. I mean, you know, people don't appreciate what they have. I think that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a couple of years ago, I remember all the people in Paris, they were rioting and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, what are they complaining about? At least they're in Europe. I've never even been to Europe before. You know what I mean?
So they should just shut it?
They should shut it. Zip it. Shut the pie hole. That's all I'm saying, Bean.
Okay.
I hear you. Hey, listen, I mean this as a compliment.
Oh, dear God.
No, I'm serious. I really do mean this as a compliment. You've been so great on Weeds this season. I mean, you were always a good character. Doug was a great character. I think you have found a new rhythm, and maybe it's because the family moved down to San Diego or something like that. You found a new rhythm with Doug. You've inhabited Doug so well now that you're an actor first and a comedian second to me now, my friend. You really are.
Well, thank you very much, Bean. I'll take that as a compliment.
It is absolutely magnificent. What I'm saying is you were a comedian who was doing some acting, and now I think you're an actor who does comedy is what I think now. That's how good you are on that show. You've redrawn the boundaries.
Well, you have just single-handedly knocked me down about five notches because I was just telling Jay Leno the other day, I said, you know, people don't really know me as a comic. You know, some people don't even know I do comedy.
So now it's worse. Now it's even worse.
Because Bean said that. I started out as a comic, and I've worked hard at it. You know, I did it the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, Letterman, all that stuff. And
I didn't know any of that. Did you ever appear on Saturday Night Live or anything? Because it seems like you're kind of the funny kind of guy who could make that show if you worked hard
on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Well, I was on there for 9 seasons.
You should look into it.
A lot of people don't know that.
You should look into it.
Yeah.
Well, 9 seasons. Why would they
That'd
know?
Be cool.
Yeah. So anyway, you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing now is I'm going to do a stand-up special in November, and we're going to get that out there, and maybe people will kind of get to see my stand-up more.
Is that going
to
be an HBO thing?
It's gonna. You'll have to, again. My people. I'll let you know about that. I'm gonna tape it and then I'm gonna sell it.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I got
it.
Out of the back of your car?
Yeah. Well, outside of the car, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Back door's a little jammed.
All right.
Am I high that something's, no pun intended, am I high that something seems different about weeds this year? I mean, it's so far and away the best season so far of the four, I think.
Oh, really? I'm glad you like it.
Unbelievably entertaining, and especially your character has just been great. He just seems to be in this groove.
Well, I think the show has really, it shifted gears. You know, I think the writers and the producer was smart, Genji. They kind of thought, well, we kind of played out the whole majestic, aggressive thing. Let's burn down the town and move someplace else.
Right, yeah. Which, and that worried me because I was like, oh no, they had a good thing going.
Stunt?
Why? Yeah, it seemed like a stunt, but then they turned it around with the whole storyline. The writers are brilliant on
this
show.
They're really good. Yeah, they have such an eclectic group of writers there. And, you know, and I think it took a couple of episodes for people to kind of, you know, recapture that
right.
That viewing, you know, excitement, and then it just took off again. You know, you kind of have to reestablish, like a pilot, you know, a TV pilot. You got to reestablish everything.
For folks who don't watch Weeds, first of all, you're some sort of
homo. He just tossed it to you, by the way, Bean.
No, I sense them getting ready to get
Bean
in.
Bean, thoughts?
I did have a question. Have a question. For folks who don't watch the show, you're a homo, first of all. But second of all...
Wait. Kevin's a homo or people who don't watch the show?
No, the people who do not watch.
Okay.
I thought you said homeowner.
Kevin's character is a former accountant, but he's not working as an accountant anymore.
No.
Now he's working as a coyote last week's episode. But... it's so funny to see you working as a coyote. And tell me how you end up doing these scenes with Lee Majors and where that character came from that he plays that is just one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
He is a funny character.
I didn't know that was Lee Majors until you just said
really?
It. It just...
Are you kidding me?
I had no idea. But now that you say it, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
That's
him.
That's
Lee
Majors. I had no idea.
Oh, it's just funny. It's fun talking to him. You know, he's got great stories of how he met... Farrah Fawcett, yeah, and early Hollywood, and how he was up for a movie that John Voight got, and he couldn't do it because he had I think $6 Million Man, and that movie was Midnight Cowboy.
No kid,
yeah.
Really?
So I love talking to those guys that have been around the business for a while,
yeah.
And they
yeah.
know how to do all the shots, you know. And we'll do like a master shot, and they'll do it like 3 or 4 times. I'm going, all right, we got the master. Let's go to the singles now. Come on.
Let's move things along.
Forget my lines. Come on.
But I mean, it's such brilliant casting because let's face it, Lee Majors is probably not a guy that immediately springs to mind when you're casting a role. And that's what I love about your show is you have some surprises. I mean, the great Albert Brooks did those episodes early in the season. I mean, he's one of my favorite actors of all time, but he very rarely does television.
It was the first time he came back to television. In a long time, and he loved the show, and he liked the part, and Albert Brooks, I'm one of his biggest fans. He was one of the guys that made me want to get into stand up.
Wow.
And I've met him a few times over the years, but never really had a chance to sit down and talk with him. And it was a perfect opportunity. And we sat down and we talked, I fell in love,
mm-hmm.
and we have a little child now.
That's nice.
But no, and here's the funny thing too. I was in New Zealand shooting a film in February, right before we were about to shoot. The weeds, and I got an email from the director saying your plants need watering on your balcony, and then he continued to say,
"Is that code?"
Yeah,
sounds like it.
I don't know what that means.
the grass is dying. But anyway, they were looking for a new home for Nancy Botwin, and they looked all over the South Bay and down by San Diego. Couldn't find anything. The last street they went up was my street. And right across the street from us was they found the house.
Oh, no kidding.
And they asked the owner, they said, you know, we're thinking about, you know, we'd love to use your house as
what?
On weeds. And she goes, are you kidding me? Are you crazy? Kevin, you know that Kevin lives right across the street.
Wow.
So you walk across the street?
That's the kind of power.
Well, that's not where you shoot
most of it. That's the kind of power that Kevin wields right there. It's
exactly.
Like, you want me to do another season? Bring it near my neighborhood. Right.
All I said was bring it.
Okay.
Bring it.
And
bring
they
it.
Did.
And they brought it.
Wow. That's fantastic.
But yeah, so... so that worked out nice. But I get to talk to Albert, and really, he makes me laugh so much. He's got that
funny
kind of personality that's just
Is he a happy person, or is he one of those tortured comics who's always uncomfortable with where he is?
You would have
life?
To ask him that. But he seemed very happy to me, and I think he's whatever place he's in now, I think it's a lot better than it used to be because he's happily married now. He's got kids, and he's just as funny as ever.
Great.
This show, Weeds, airs on Showtime Monday nights at 10 or 7, depending on your cable or satellite system. You got to check it out. And, of course, Kevin Nealon live at the Irvine Improv tonight at the Spectrum. Just $25, by the way. 2 shows tonight, 3 shows on Saturday.
That's $25 per show.
Per show, yeah. You don't get to see them all for $25, right?
You don't see both.
Get a weekend pass.
Irvine Improv or KevinNealon.com. We'll take a break, come back with more with our guest right after this on K-Rock.
Why are you here in our house, Mr. Wilson? Where's your family?
My family left me, buddy. My life's a toilet. These cornflakes, they're old. My asshole is on fire. I hate myself. You happy now?
Yes. That's Kevin Nealon from the TV show Weeds. Airs Monday nights at 7 or 10 on Showtime. He's at the Irvine Improv tonight at the Irvine Spectrum. Two shows tonight, three shows tomorrow night. Each show, per person, just $25. Did I say it right that time,
well,
Nealon?
You almost had it right. There's only two shows tomorrow night. I can't do three shows.
Oh, really? Because it says here 7, 9, 11. That seemed like too much to me as well.
Yeah, so which two are you doing?
I'm doing the 7 and 9.
Are they selling the 11 with your name as well, and then you're just going to kind of call in sick or something? Or?
I don't know. I'll have to get that information tonight. Okay. I'll have to look into that.
Like, you don't have enough going on with the movies and with the TV and with the stand-up. Now you're telling us you wrote a book. What's that about?
Well, I did write a book, Bean. It's called Yes, You're Pregnant, But What About Me? And it's been out for a couple of months, and it's in all the bookstores and Amazon.com. And it's basically, it's not a guide for fathers-to-be, but it's kind of how I came, you know, I kept a journal when my wife was pregnant. And it kind of is a book about how I came to terms with having a baby at my age. Mm-hmm. I was 53. And dealing with all those anxieties and insecurities. And also the first two chapters, I should tell you, are about my affair with Barbara Walters.
Oh, good.
But, but it's kind of a collection of essays, like a memoir of sorts. You know, I talk about Saturday Night Live, high school. You know, because when you're about to become a parent, you start thinking about your own childhood and your parents and all that.
Let me go back. You said when you were 53.
Yeah.
I would have picked you to be 42.
Yeah, you don't look at all 53.
I'm kidding. I'm 38.
All right, good. 32 then, I mean.
No, it's 53. Well, you know,
wow.
I sleep a lot.
That's shocking. Yeah.
I'm vegetarian. I don't drink much.
Okay.
And I don't party much.
Right.
You know, I don't.
His last show's at 9, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's notice that. Yeah, there's no midnight show for Neil, I'll tell you that.
When my wife and I, we have parties. They're not even parties. They're gatherings now. We kind of like huddle in the living room like penguins, and we just talk about our backs and things like that.
Good times.
And we just have a bottle of wine. And you know, I remember I put the bottle of wine on the counter at a last gathering. I had to move the ARP newsletter out of the way first so it wouldn't get wet. You know what I mean?
And, now, Kevin, did you not have a baby? Well, why didn't you have a baby until you were 53 years old? I guess an easy way to ask that
didn't
question.
Work.
Well, that's a good question, and it's in the book, Bean. But let me tell you.
Artificial insemination.
No, I was capable of having one. A lot of guys aren't. You know. By the way, I just found out that they found a cure for erectile dysfunction, which only requires one needle injection into the penis. And they also found the cause for erectile dysfunction, hearing the phrase, one needle injection into the penis. But, I was never with somebody who wanted to have a child. And
with you.
With me.
Yes, that's an important distinction.
Exactly. And also, I didn't think I would be a good enough parent because my parents were so good. I'm like one of the few people that has to go to therapy because my parents were so good.
And it puts too much pressure on you?
Interesting. It's a lot of pressure on me.
Yeah.
And also, I went to Catholic high school, so I was always worried about getting somebody pregnant. And even when I got married, I thought, oh, I can't get her pregnant. I was going to be crazy if I get. I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, I'll go to hell.
Did you get to the point, though, where the urge was, well, obviously you found the right person in your wife, but it's just something you really, really wanted to do was raise a kid. I mean, you really, that's the experience that you wanted to have, right?
For me, it was. Yeah, I mean, it's not for everybody. And but, you know, I don't mind being an older father because we have great genes in my family. My grandmother lived to be 101 years old.
Wow.
And she's perfectly healthy most of her life. She did actually have a near-death experience when she was 100.
When she was 100?
Yeah, and her whole life flashed before her, you know, which took like 4 weeks because she was so old. But she was perfectly healthy, and I don't mind being an old dad. It's got its ups and downs. Like, I don't need a rattle for the baby. He's just shake my half-full prescription bottle. You know?
That's good.
But the hard part, and I am not kidding around, it's hard to sneak into the baby's nursery without waking him up because my knee, my joints and my bones are snapping and popping.
Your
you know
ankles.
What I mean?
Yeah, I do.
It's like I'm walking on bubble wrap when I walk into his thing. Or when I go to pick him up, it scares him because it sounds like a rock avalanche is falling on me.
Does he not get any rest then? Is he always constantly awake?
He gets a lot of rest. Right. And, you know, I'm only kidding about being
they
the old
sleep
thing.
Together. Sure.
I actually feel great. Yeah. I feel like I'm 25.
I am on the Amazon.com
like
page. I'm on the Amazon.com page for your book right now, Kevin. And I don't know if
I was lying.
No, it's really there. You really do have a book.
He was checking.
I don't,
I don't know if you have the kind of ego that will allow you to go on to Amazon and see what the reader reviews are for your book.
No.
But Vin will read them to you if you whether you like
this,
it or not.
This is very funny. I think you'll like this. Okay. This is somebody who just picked up the book.
Vin's cool.
I used to watch Neilan on Saturday Night Live, and I think he occasionally pops up in movies. But I chose this book primarily because, now you're going to be, as an author, you're going to be fascinated to know what it was that made the sale for this particular reader. I chose this book primarily because I was sitting at the next table to him at the L.A. Airport Lounge last year, and he looked pretty much like the picture on the front of his book.
Wow.
So apparently the key is, man, if they see you in person, they can't resist buying your book, Kevin.
Well, my picture on the cover is very disheveled, tired, weary.
That's a wise choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a wise choice. Unshaven. And then you can always look like it. I've always told people that, and no one will listen to me, but in your wedding pictures, you should look terrible. You should be slovenly, you should be ugly and fat. And then for the rest of your life, people will go, wow, you look good. You know, you look great. And instead, they take great pictures, and then the rest of your life, you go,
she's put on some weight.
Somebody said you should get drunk when you get your license taken.
Yes.
Your license, so when the cop pulls
you
over.
So you match.
Great idea. Was it harder or about as hard or not as hard as you thought to actually sit down and write a book?
It was
ghostwriter.
Not that hard.
Ghostwriter.
No, actually, I didn't have a ghostwriter.
Oh.
I wrote the book myself. I had a good publisher. He would.
And a great editor.
The editor would kind of be like my coach. He goes, you need to make this stronger right here. You know, you need to, you know, a button here. You need to do this and that. And I go, oh, God. For a long time, I never wrote a book because I thought it was too much work.
Yeah.
You know, a publisher asked me. In fact, it was Judith Regan. She's
big name.
Big name. She saw me at a gig once. She goes, do you ever think about writing a book? I said, yeah, I did. But, you know, it seems like a lot of work. And then I realized that I say that a lot about a lot of things.
Right.
Seems like a lot of work.
You strike me as the lazy type.
It's not that I'm lazy, and I'm not a procrastinator. I'm just a late bloomer.
A late bloomer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I just started using the word dude last week. That's how late I go. Yeah.
So, all the marathons you haven't run because they're too much work, when you're like 70, you're going to really get into it. You're going to go, yeah, now I'm ready.
That's the great thing
about it. Late in life.
Yeah. Well, you get wiser as you're older. You know, you start, you think smart. You don't work hard, you think smart.
Okay.
Exactly. All right. Well, the book is available everywhere. Bookstores online. Yes, You're Pregnant. What About Me? The shows are at the Irvine Improv tonight and tomorrow night at the Spectrum. Just $25. Call 949-854-5455 or go to the Improv website. Kevin Nealon, you know you're one of our favorites, man. We always love catching up with you, dude.
Oh, my God. I had a great time, and I approve of your laughs.
Okay.
All right, good.
Excellent.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
Toll free, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to be on the air. And we'll give you a pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of L.A. Before we get to the calls, Ralph, late breaking news.
Yeah, I just want to read a real quick email. This swingers party is getting worse and worse.
And by worse and worse, you mean better and better.
First you tell me Jed's coming.
Right.
Now I got this email. This makes my stomach turn. Dear Ralph, who would have thought that listening to K-Rock would turn out to be an educational experience? Well, it became that for me. I've been following your signing up couples to attend your F Monogamy Swingers party this weekend. And lo and behold, as I was listening, I realized that one of your callers was my daughter.
Oh, no.
And I got quite the education into her lifestyle and her relationship, things I never knew and maybe didn't want to know.
Listen, if you have kids the age that listen to K-Rock, you should not be listening.
Anyway, thanks for the eye-opening information. Thanksgiving should be quite interesting this year. Signed, Blindsided Mom.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
That's fantastic. Does Mom want to come and party, too?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
And I'm not going to
say weekend can be a lot of fun for the family, or it could lead to disaster if you're not careful.
Well, that's what we're learning here, I guess.
I'm not going to say this so that everyone at the party will think, maybe it's my mom.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take care of a couple of calls before we have to go. Keith is in Redondo Beach. He's on line 7 this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Keith, thanks for calling. What a do, nephew.
Hey, Lisa May.
Hey there.
What's going on?
I was just in a Burger King this weekend, and I just wanted to make a general comment about the amount of young, attractive girls that are becoming lesbian today. And guys just seem okay with it. It's kind of scary.
Guys seem okay with it? What are you talking about? It's the best thing ever.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but it's more of us kind of losing the battle. Anytime that one guy acts like a douchebag, they can just go and become lesbians with their girlfriend.
Yeah, it's
and they
certainly...
Don't really
I don't.
Just a choice you make one day.
That's odd that you would say that.
I think I'll be gay today. Certainly not something you're born with.
You, you got guys singing along to I Kissed a Girl and thinking it's cool with Lindsay Lohan, but really they don't have any need for guys anymore. And the more guys that act like idiots, it's just easy for them to go along and try out a relationship with a girl. And
I think Keith makes a good point. I'm on board with him.
I think we're losing the war,
you guys.
Of course, no. Women are better, and so what?
Yes, they are.
There's still a pool of women that are interested in guys, Keith. They're not all gone.
Yeah, but it's shrinking drastically.
I think there are more lesbians than ever before. I think Keith is right, and I think there used to be a time that you walked into a room of 100 girls and you had the possibility of having sex with 95 of them. Now you have the possibility of having sex with like 60 of them.
You don't have the possibility of having sex with 60 of them either, by the way.
No.
You didn't have the shot with the 95. You didn't have the shot with the 60. Just try to find one and don't worry about what the lesbians are doing.
Yeah, don't you think there are more lesbians because more people are unafraid of coming out?
Right.
They used to
just date guys and get married and be miserable, and yeah. Now they're just saying, I'm a lesbian.
I'm with you, Keith. I got your back, buddy.
Certain percentage of women will always love the wang bone, so I think that's why they'll be around.
That is true.
Because women love the wang bone.
They do. I've heard that.
How about Brian in Arcadia? He's on line 8 this morning. Hey, Brian. What to do, nephew? Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show.
Nephew. What's up? I was just wondering if you guys have heard of this robot called Heart. It apparently has its own heartbeat and responds to human interaction.
Yeah, we call it Bean. we have a robot that responds to humans, too.
Is this one of those that people are supposed to fall in love with because it has emotions and blah, blah, blah?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's supposed to react to your facial expressions, and it says they turn, like, grown men into start blushing.
But here's the thing, guys, and look, no one is into the robot love and the robot sex more than I am. I mean, clearly that's my future. You guys all agree with me on that,
sure.
Right? I mean, at some point, Donna will grow tired of my BS, and I'll end up with a robot.
No question.
I don't need a robot girl with emotions. One of the reasons I'm looking forward to having a robot instead of a woman is because no goddamn emotions.
Yeah. My problem is robot women are choosing to be lesbians.
That's right.
That's my problem.
And then the pool goes down.
That means I only have 60 lesbian robots to choose from to have sex with.
That is true.
You've effed up.
Thanks for the call.
We have time for Eddie in Canoga Park.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, Eddie.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
I was just thinking if we can get a collaboration between Rodney and The Rock and Jed the Fish to sing a new version of Don't Bore Got That Joint My Friend.
Oh, what a great idea. Instant request.
An instant request?
I'm tired of you guys singing it. You guys are a bunch of douchebags. You're going to need something new.
That is true.
Yeah.
No, that's accurate. I'm with him on that.
Okay, Eddie, is that something we can put together like now, or do we have to wait and come back another time?
It's an instant request.
It is.
It's an instant request.
It
all right.
Happen instantly. Just out of water.
You stand by.
I think we get it. All right,
you stand by. Let's take care of this business first, and then we'll hear Eddie's instant request. Thanks to all of our guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, actor-director Kevin Smith for joining us. You can meet him tonight at the Crazy for Cold Art Show. A lot of emails about this that missed the name of the gallery. It's the Gallery 1988 at Melrose and La Brea. It starts at 7 o'clock tonight if you want to see some cool art.
And a lot of people are writing me who have the website wrong. They're typing in Crazy for Cold, F-O-R.
Right.
It's the number 4, Crazy, number 4. Cult.com.
Thanks to actress Anna Faris for joining us, too. The film opens everywhere today called The House Bunny and funny man Kevin Nealon at the Irvine Improv. 2 shows tonight, 2 tomorrow night. Just $25. Irvine Spectrum is where it is. Call 949-854-5455.
Monday, we're going to broadcast live from Vegas, and that always goes well.
We're going to be broadcasting. I'm here, Caesar's Palace.
So join us for that. But first...
You instant.
Make a request.
Instant request. Kevin and Bean's
instant request.
All right, so it's going to be Rodney and right. Jed the Fish. Rodney, that's what Eddie wants.
106.7. Rodney and the Rock Show. Got new music.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Pass it to me, Rodney.
Pass it over to me.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Pass it over to me. Jed the Fish here, 106.7.
Pass it over to me.
Roll another one.
Just like another one.
Seems to be about to
quit.
Another hit would be Godhead. All right.
Coming up, we've got some Pretty Pretty. I'll be playing the Terrence Trent
new
Darby,
songs by
and
Berlin.
Then I've got a great new song
and
from
Sum 41.
Roll.
Just like the other one. I hate the 90s.
This one seems to be about 10.
This one does.
Seems to be like Anthony Burgess' first autobiography.
Once Arthur Love shared a joint with me and some Arsene Cola.
Do you know the atomic weight of nickel?
One time, David Cassidy and I were passing a joint around, and next thing you know, I started collecting pigeons.
I prefer huffing glue to smoking joints, but this will have to do for now.
Pass it on down, it canters. It's Godhead.
Croc.
Oh, God, when is this gonna end?
Can this be true? Is the party really over? Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Oh, they're over? Finally.
Well, my dear, I would like my bedroom, please. Can you exit?
Are you kidding, Spencer? This... fine. All right, I'm going out. That's it, Spencer. We're not speaking anymore.
Good. Thank God.
Well, I will see you Monday.
Can I go now?
Sure. We can all leave now.
Okay. Thanks. See you later, Mom.
Bye.